The following program is an MLWRadio.com production.
And welcome to a new episode of the Eastern Lariat Podcast, your show for news, notes, reviews, and opinions on the world of Japanese pro wrestling here on the MLW Radio Network, as well as on cagematch.net. I am your host, Strigger. Merry belated Christmas to all of you. Merry belated Christmas to you, Dylan. This is it, the final show, the final Lariat of 2023. And we thought about a real cool new concept, I think, that I think we'll have a lot of fun with in this episode.
That's right. We've moved things around. We shuffled the deck a little bit. We knew it was going to be a new beginning, a new dawn for the awards, and we made the call to move it until after the new year because there's a lot of shows now that happened really late in the year,
yes.
Even to the exact last day, and it gives us more time to reflect, maybe catch on some stuff, get our thoughts in order, have a lot of fun, and instead now for the final Lariat of 2023, we are now doing a prediction show. Our first time ever, too, a brand new concept for us. Where we are going through all kinds of predictions. We've scavenged the land. We've got a ton of things said by you, the listeners. A lot of people gave very fun predictions, and we appreciate that very much, of course. And we have our own that we're going to put our stamp on, and we will see how many of these come true or if they are insane. And when we talk about that, though, I do want to say shout out to everybody listening. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful Christmas season, whatever holiday you celebrate. I hope you got good food on there. Hopefully everybody had a fun time with your friends, your family, people close to you. Shout out. I got to meet a lot of new people from my sister's side of the family. I talked about that a little bit coming in there. Shout out to Dusty, great mom of one of the people there. I just met him for the first time. I got them to subscribe to this show. I talked about this off the air. So this is my grassroots advertising campaign I had on there. Hit us up at Christmas parties. We get new listeners. And if you guys do, you and your husband, if y'all do listen, hopefully I don't think you'll listen to the whole way through, but if you do, we appreciate it. Even if you just downloaded it, we love you for it. We love all the listeners. And even if you don't listen all the way, we still have a lot of love for you. So hopefully everybody had a good time. New year coming up. Hopefully everybody has like some great times, fireworks and all that stuff going on. Probably lots of drinking among some people as well coming in there.
Why are you looking me up right now?
Huh? Hey, listen. I learned the virtues of Christmas Jack and Coke, okay? I just want to point that out. So I'm not judging anybody. I'm just stating facts right now. I'm not hating at all. So, but what's going on? What is our game plan for the show that you have come up with as well, Striga?
Yes, I have come up with I don't know if it's a game plan, but I've come up with sort of a plan. So I invented the Eastern Lariat Predict-O-Meter. And the predictometer was invented to rate all of the predictions that we've gotten. And I've got five different categories going from 1 to 5. 1 is very likely. 2 is likely. 3, less likely. 4, not plausible. And 5, outlandish. You know, the outlandish predictions, those are usually the most fun. And I think I got 1 or 2 that you could say are outlandish, but I will give you some examples here in the early stage of this show. I'd say, for my personal taste, those that are outlandish are really the good ones. Let's go through some examples, Dylan, here. First example is, a prediction could be Dan Tamura wins the All Japan Junior Heavyweight title. Dylan, how likely is that?
I would give that a 1. Like, that has to be the most likely.
Exactly. And that is why, Dylan, I will have Dan Tamura on my fantasy team, replacing Hio for the final All Japan show of the year.
No! Big hug? You turned against him?
No! I cashed in with Hio's title defense against Genki Horiguchi, and now I'm going with Dan Tamura.
Okay, and worthwhile strategy. You need to make big moves.
Yes,
to come back. So I appreciate that. But yes, Dan winning is not an unlikely pick at all.
Yes, so that's very likely. And I got two other examples here. At the end of 2022, Dylan, if you had been sitting here and we had done the show, how likely would you have deemed that Hiroshi Tanahashi becomes president of New Japan Pro Wrestling?
That would be. I would have given that a 4. I don't think that was completely impossible. Yeah, exactly. I don't think that was completely impossible because we knew that he wanted to be president. I just thought it would be 5 years from now.
Yes. I would actually given it, I think, a 3, less likely. I knew that he was going. He wanted to do that, and I would have said, not completely impossible.
And a lot had to happen with the other people involved. I mean, people had to go get be rid of to get Tanahashi in this position. That was a little surprising as well. So that was definitely something I wouldn't have predicted that last year, to be honest
neither,
with you.
Me neither, actually.
No. Yeah.
But what do you think about this development in the office of New Japan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think it's great. I really respected a lot of what Obari seemed to be trying to do. In a lot of ways, I thought he made some great things that great changes that really helped out. A big part of it was the dojo system. I mean, you've seen them try to do a lot of different things, try to catch it up with Stardom. That was a big point. And we see it with Oiwa now and Noah really gaining a lot from that. That, you know, if he were just somewhere in Europe or whatever, it probably wouldn't be as good or at least as noteworthy as we've gotten them so far. And a lot of their trainees seem like they're coming along great. And he had a lot of good ideas. Maybe there was stuff behind the scenes that maybe some people weren't that happy about, but regardless, Tanahashi coming in, I said it before, just in terms of the wrestling game, whenever I see interviews of him, obviously I can't understand Japanese when he talks, but they transcribe his interviews, and I really appreciate his knowledge. You know, I really feel like everything he said that I've seen, I pretty much agree with him on. I think he's got a really great mind for the wrestling game. I don't know how that'll translate to the business side, although in the press conference introductory for him, they mentioned they would have people helping him out as well to try to get him up to speed. And I think I have good faith in Tanahashi. And I think it's a great thing to have the wrestlers involved. And on top of it, you also have to think about it. All of these rumors, we'll talk about it's on some of these predictions. A lot of rumors were running about with Okada that we've talked about before as well. And obviously, I think having a guy who we know is close to him and somebody he wants to represent, and he even said in an interview that he wanted a wrestler's point of view more, to have that can only help the chances of him re-signing, which I'm certain is very important to the world of New Japan.
Oh, so that has to be the most important part of business for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, and I think this only helps that cause. So I think it's a good signing. I love Tanahashi as a wrestler. We just don't know what his business sense is. We have no data to confirm or deconfirm that. But he seems like a very smart guy in all aspects, and I expect him to succeed, frankly.
Obari said, too, that he has been consulting Tanahashi before and during all of his tenure as a president because Obari, on his own, he hasn't been in the wrestling business. He was a fan. And of course, he was a businessman, but he was not a businessman in pro wrestling. So he consulted Tanahashi for lots of his ideas and got Tanahashi into some of these developments with the business side too. So I think he has already some sense of knowledge what is going on with New Japan as a business property. But of course, he will need assistance on his side. But I'm optimistic for the foreseeable future there in New Japan Pro Wrestling. It all depends on what the involvement of Tanahashi in the day-to-day pro wrestling business will be in the end. Will he also like have a say in the shape of the cards and in the development of the stories in New Japan? That's going to be interesting.
That's true. And historically, that's something that is always a bit of a red flag, an active wrestler having power, especially when it comes to booking.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if he comes in and we see Tanahashi's getting the world title shot next,
we sure already talked about that.
yes, exactly.
He wasn't ever the world champion yet.
Yeah, so I'm sure that that'll lead to some interesting discussions when that comes about. But I really hope, I hope that this all works out well, because I don't want it to be a situation where he was this great and legendary wrestler who helped the company so much at one point, and then he just screws everything up as an executive. and I don't want to come on here and be like, I can't believe what Tanahashi's done. This guy has no clue. I don't want to be like that, because I love him and respect him so much. So I personally am rooting for him, at least, regardless of whatever happens. So I'm on his side for now, and we'll see how it goes. But as I said, in all honesty, I am optimistic anyway.
Yes.
One final example for a prediction, Dylan. How likely would you have thought this would have been at the end of last year? NXT's Charlie Dempsey will wrestle for the Triple Crown at January 3rd, Kurakan.
Oh, that would have been a five.
for sure, right? Yeah.
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 Yeah, that was interesting. Lots of controversy surrounding that announcement. The circus that we saw unfold around that, and no more clown behavior than the president of All Japan
We've been waiting for All Japan to drop the ball all year long. Like after last year, we saw them drop the ball in the middle of the year, and we were sitting here and saying, hey, they didn't do this time. This time around, they had a great year. And then things started snowballing in late December, like you said.
Yeah, like all at once.
Yeah, the clownish, cartoonish president there with his NXT phone call that he did, calling apparently William Regal, apparently. And not only that, we also know now that office guys like Taiga Kihara and Takao Mori are leaving the company at the end of the year, which tells you that there is a shakeup behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Because those, especially Kihara, has been an incredibly important figure in All Japan Pro Wrestling. He not only was for All Japan, but mostly for All Japan, he also produced the Giant Baba Memorial shows. So he's a very well-connected guy in the Japanese pro wrestling scene. And for All Japan, he has been there since 89, I think. And now he's gone. Of course, yes, he's old, but that's not a reason to be not in the pro wrestling business anymore in Japan. And
that's true.
On his own, he has been back with the company since about 2010, became a director there too. So you have to think that there is something going on behind the scenes. And with this development, we were optimistic about the New Japan developments. I'm very much not optimistic for what is going to happen with All Japan.
Well, like I said, to me, the video was more of a red flag than the NXT thing, just because we don't know how that's going to play out ultimately. And it's really hard for me to think there's some... When I hear Charlie Dempsey is getting a title shot, that's not exactly the big guns, with all due respect to him, of the WWE. This really feels like something where Regal called in a favor with some people and they agreed to it for whatever reason. And again, this whole storyline is really stupid when you think about it. Why does the president want to send an assassin if Kento won? Like, how dare you be the top star of this company?
He's sending an assassin no matter what. For Nakajima too, if he wins.
That's what I'm saying. But with Nakajima, it makes somewhat sense. They could have announced it after he had won, if that was the plan. Mm-hmm. And if Kento wins, it makes zero sense. Like, there's no reason for the president to want to go after Kento.
Yeah, we have just won back Triple Crown from this outsider, yeah. So we have another outsider going for the title. That's exactly right.
Yes, exactly. It's ridiculous. And the video was so terrible with the actress girls in there that threw up a ton of red flags. Mm-hmm. Because this feels like somebody who is getting a taste of being an on-screen character, and that has doomed so many companies in the past, or has sent things into a downward spiral where the executive gets an on-screen role. He probably had so much fun being around. There is even
an example in this very company that
yes, not
the
that
president
long ago,
coming in an authority figure for All Japan has been really bad for the company.
Yeah, that was literally 10 years ago that happened. It's not like it was something that happened decades ago. And that was terrible. Like, that nearly killed the company and led it off a cliff. And so that's a red flag. The Dempsey thing, the NXT thing, I always say it. There's no way WWE can take over Japan like people are always afraid of. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible. Like, with the culture and how they run their companies, can they screw up a singular company by meddling in it too much? Yes. Like, yes. That could totally happen. But it won't go beyond that in the grand scheme of things overall. And again, we're jumping like 5 steps ahead from where mm-hmm. we're at right now. Again, this title shot
yes,
is a small
from the
deal.
Very beginning, you know, everything that every single minor development that WWE has their say on in any company that I have been following has been detrimental for that company. It's just that.
The problem is, again, All Japan is not run like European companies. The owners were the main problem with the European wrestling scene.
Exactly.
And like, we've seen them do this with Noah a couple of times, and everybody freaked out about it, and it didn't really lead to anything.
But going back overall to your episode that you did with for Post Wrestling with WH and Karen, WH said that Japanese wrestling management guys are marks for WWE guys, and that's true.
Where is the evidence that they have meddled with the company, like to any like extent?
There's no evidence yet. No.
Yeah, and again, if they just roll out all the money they need and All Japan executives just sell the company, that's probably the worst case scenario at the end of the day. You know,
nobody predicted that.
No, nobody predicted that. Although we kind of got a prediction like that, actually. overall. But again, we're jumping so many steps ahead.
Yeah.
I'm taking this at face value because the last couple of times we've seen something like this where a WWE guy wrestles in Japan, it's been a one-off. And this one, you could very reasonably say it's not like it's an outrageous, like I'm trying to cope right now and make up things. It's an honest thing to say that this could very well be just a one-off where Regal's son, they're doing him a solid.
That'll he be showed fine, his, actually.
And again, maybe they have guys. Jiro was there, Hideki's there. They might have mm-hmm. pushed for this in some way. Again, and maybe it is more. There's a grand plan for it. Again, and I don't think All Japan's out of the woods yet. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the grand scheme of the Japanese wrestling. Like, they're not just going to come in and bowl over everybody, and it's going to be like Europe. Like, that's just not going to happen ever. But All Japan itself, you know, if they buy, they have so much money now that you can't really put anything past them if they are that determined. And I don't really understand why they would be, but I'm not Triple H, so I don't understand a lot of things, I guess. But Dempsey going in for the title, it's just not that interesting to me, again, because of the storyline. If we just take it at face value, even if it's a one-off, I hate the videos. I do not like that at all. I don't like the setup of this. If they had announced this kind of like Noah did with Nakamura, just an easy, normal video that he's coming in, I would have had a much more subdued reaction. But when I saw those videos, I had a very negative reaction, to be honest with you. And I don't know. And again, Dempsey, a good on him. I have nothing against him personally. I've seen a little bit of his work. He's an all right worker, especially for his style. I think he can get good. Good things can happen to him from working a different style. And I would say that for any WWE wrestler, if they were smart, if I was in charge of NXT or whatever, that would be something I would try to do. Open up lanes for not taking over or anything like that, but just have one-offs in these companies to where you could send a guy for a match or a tour or something like that, similar to what AEW does in some ways. Give them experience in a different style, but they're so obsessed with maintaining control over everyone, I don't even know if they like that. I think that
not
I
only
feel like
every not, yeah. not even about the personalities too, but about the wrestling style too.
Yeah, about exactly.
Their in-house style.
Exactly. So I don't even think they care to have people learn different styles or grow or anything like that. This my gut is telling me this is a favor to Regal. It could easily turn into more, and that would be very unhappy because it sucks that All Japan, like you said, we've kind of been on our toes all year waiting for things to hit the fan, but they've had a great year, you know, almost universally. And now to see things come in with worry and things going around, it just sucks, man. What a bad way to end the year. And I hope that whatever happens with this Dempsey thing, I don't know what's going to happen with this Actress Girls thing.
Oh.
To be honest with you, that's another thing that was pretty out of left field. I don't know whose idea that was or what they think is going to happen with that, but we'll just have to wait and see. But obviously, I think everyone's first impression was negative. And even mine, as somebody who tries to cool the waters when this gets talked about, which we've talked about 10 million times with WWE coming into Japan in some ways. But for me, again, can they do what they've done in Europe? No. Can they mess up all Japan? Yes. And hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Yes, hopefully. So that's there were some examples of most recent developments in wrestling that you wouldn't have thought were possible at the end of last year.
Look at how we got the news in this anyway, even if it's not a prediction show.
Yes. So, Dylan, there's a couple of companies that we have predictions for. There's a couple of companies I have predictions for, and you too. With which company do you want to start?
Huh. With the awards, we always save the best for last.
Yeah.
What did we have the most predictions on?
I think we have New Japan.
Okay, let's try go in order of like the least to the most of predictions we had. And I'll throw in some extras afterwards as well.
Yeah, I think we have TJPW is one that we have few predictions for. Let's see.
Okay.
Dragon Gate. Oh, Dragon Gate is the one that we only got one prediction for, I think, from Sandre.
Oh.
And that one is already outdated. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was totally... Well, okay, listen. He didn't say anything about him winning it. Now, what if he loses it and then wins it back again at Final Day? You didn't take that into account.
Yes, yeah, that is absolutely correct. So I will pick up this prediction that Sandre had for Dragon Gate. So Dragon Gate will get at least one new unit, and Mante will win the Dream Gate at World. So I think that's very likely.
Yeah. So Mante, now it's just weird because he just won the title at the end of the day.
Just won the title. So I actually have two predictions that go in the same direction, but are a little more precise than this one that Sandra had.
Okay.
So there will be a new unit centered around the young talent on the roster, and that unit will be composed of Strong Machine J, Mochizuki Jr., Yoshiki Kato, and Ryoya Tanaka.
Okay, all kind of the big guys. That would be interesting to have Kato in there since he was in Z-Brax. It was kind of like a spark for them lately. Mm-hmm.
They just turned, but I'm not saying that this unit will be like coming together at the beginning.
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah. Nope. You're talking about the end of the year. We're talking about bye. Yeah,
we have 365 days to make that happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So exactly.
That's the one prediction that I have. And the one other also centers around Luis Mante. So my idea is Luis Mante drops the Dream Gate to Shun Skywalker in his first defense in January.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Mante has to run through a gauntlet of Skywalker's goons. I don't know if it will be Z-Brats necessarily, because I think there will be a shakeup coming soon. So until he finally faces Shun Skywalker at Kobe World, he has to go through these gauntlets. Then Luis Mante has to put up his career to get the singles match with Shun Skywalker at World, but finally beats Skywalker there.
Yeah, I like that. I had a somewhat similar prediction. I don't know how this title reign is going to go for Mante. I know that's a... I think people have talked about him losing to Shun right away. They pretty much set it up perfectly in the match with how they did it.
So Hio is facing Shun Skywalker at the Kurikan of the new year on January 11, setting up the title challenge for Skywalker, most likely.
Yeah, and the way they protected him during the triple threat, that I think that pretty much signaled that, hey, he's the next challenger, pretty much. So it makes perfect sense to say that. To piggyback off yours, I had them having an Apuestas match as well. You know, at Final Gate, I think that is the money match, ultimately. Shun and Mante in the biggest match you can make it. And I remembered you floated that idea out a couple of months ago. So I piggybacked off of that, and I'd really like to see it as a fan overall. So
the thing, though, is about the Apuestas thing with the hair and the mask is I have a hard time imagining that they will get rid of the Shun Skywalker character. The masked character that he has. So...
But honestly, if you look at his career, like the story of his career, and you might be right from a business perspective, But that was such a critical moment in his entire career, was what happened with Daya and ruining the mask. I feel like the ultimate end game of this character is for him to finally get his comeuppance and lose the mask back.
Yeah,
as well.
That's right. Yeah.
But again, you might be right. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. Because obviously he's a great character as he is. Could he still be this lunatic without the mask? Maybe.
Yeah.
What if Monte goes bald at the end?
Losing his hair at world. Oh,
yeah, that would be.
I don't think either one of those options going over well.
No, we'll see. It's just something I think would be fun.
Yeah.
At the end, but I have a really spicy take for my next prediction. Okay. You think that one's big? My next Dragon Gate prediction. This is my last one. I have two for every company. Mm-hmm. By the way, I am double barreled on this. 2024 will end with a new Dreamgate champion, and his name, TN Revolution.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Putting the Dreamgate, his push got derailed because of the injury.
Exactly.
Bring it back right away. Have Monte have this dramatic victory at Kobe World, and then who else comes back? Yeah, exactly. Build up to Final Gate. As we said, we have the all year for this to happen. So you have to wait till December 31st, 2024 to say I was wrong on this. But
okay.
But a little spicy. I got a little creative with it. You didn't think that was going to say that.
Yeah, I think that is somewhere between 2 and 3 on our predictor meter.
Yeah, I think all of like the faction ones are interesting. I mean, like, the new faction is to me a 1. I think they have to shake up things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There. Monte will already enter the year as the champion, so I guess that's automatically a win there. Your idea for a faction was more specific, like you said. I like that. I thought you were pretty bold with it. I don't think it's a lock by any means, but it's not impossible either. I'd say that's about a 3 in my book. And for the Revolution, I think that could be a 3, maybe even a 4 in my opinion, because he's injured right now. It's not something they've done with anybody else like that. A young guy coming right in and winning the title so fast. A very rare thing in wrestling. So I thought I was a little bold, but I'll take your word for it.
It's bold on one side, but not bold on the other, because we know how high they are on this guy. When he returned from Mexico in his first match in Curacán, there you immediately knew that this guy was pegged to be a star, and the fans were taking to him, just like the company wanted them to do. And that was very unfortunate that he got injured right away. Yeah.
Spicy take there, but let's hope for the best for him.
Do you have predictions for Big Japan?
I do, in fact.
Let's go with Big Japan, Dylan.
Okay. I don't think we got any of those fans. So I will say my piece here. Yuji Okabayashi will return to Japanese wrestling, but not under a Big Japan contract.
Ooh!
It's a little spicy there. Ooh. Again, I took a prediction that I felt good about, and then I threw a little curve at the end to make it a little more interesting.
Do you also have a prediction where he will land?
I would say freelancer. I don't think he'd sign another company. You know, he could still wrestle in Big Japan if that happens. But I just said my specific words, not under a contract for Big Japan.
Okay.
Spicy take. Not that spicy. I didn't say, oh, he's going to New Japan or something. I don't know. That would be cool if he did. He deserves it. He deserves a payday.
All right. Yeah, I'd say that that's likely. That's a 2.
Okay, even the part about not on the contract. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to be a little bold, but you're not impressed. You're a hard marker on this string. I like that. I like that you're making it difficult. I know I have to make a reach here to impress you. Let's see how you like this one, then. My second prediction for Big Japan. With Aoki being the champion, strides taken with United Japan, they're part of that. I predict for the Eastern Lariat Awards at the end of next year, Big Japan will be a contender for promotion of the year.
Yes. I do want to say that Big Japan, we've talked little about Big Japan Pro Wrestling this year, but I have liked what they have done in the last couple of months. Sadly for them, it doesn't really translate to their audiences yet. But I really like what they've done with Project Havoc, and I really like what they've done with Yuya Aoki, establishing him as their new star. I really like what they are doing with Katsumasa Yoshida, slowly establishing him alongside Daisuke Sekimoto, Sekimoto taking a back seat, putting over new guys. I think there has been very good development in a company that has been very stale for a long time because the same guys were winning the title all the time. But I can see that happening. I would still say it's a 3 out of 5 because few people watch Big Japan.
That's the problem. I'm hoping with United Japan, they are. I think they're set up to be one of the ones, actually, of everybody that gets a boost from that, because that's way bigger stage potentially than they would have on their own. Good for them. That's something where if they weren't involved, nobody would have second guessed it.
Absolutely.
How could you leave this huge company off? It would have been like, oh, well, I kind of understand. Maybe you would have wanted to as a fan, but I hope that they get something from it. And I'm going to be positive on them. I think that they've done some good things. I totally agree with everything you said, and I'm looking forward to next year. I'm really high on Aoki as champion, and they've done a better job with him than pretty much any of the young guys they've tried similar things with the past in. So hopefully good things come ahead for them.
All right, so my takes that also revolve around Aoki and Project Havoc on Big Japan Pro Wrestling. First, Project Havoc, that would then be either Daimonjiso and Tempesta or Leighton Buzzard in there as well. They will win the Big Japan Tag Team title from the Astronauts. And Endakara will also win the Junior title.
Yeah, I like both of those ideas, actually. Project Havoc, I totally agree with you. I like what they're doing with that group. It's something that you would have never have kind of seen coming on paper. Like Daimonji So leading this group of foreigners.
Yeah.
But it really works, and I'm a big fan of So. I've always liked his work. The foreigners have done pretty good as well. They fit in and not been like, oh my god, I can't believe this guy is here or anything. I think they fit in really well. Astronauts have been champions for a while. I think that them dropping it would be a good thing, and hopefully they can do some big things with Project Havoc in the next year. How long have they been champions? Like what, 2 years or something?
Around 600 days it has to be. Quickly looking up Big Japan Tag Title.
It has to have been over a year, surely.
Oh yeah, over 600 days. They crossed 600 days.
Okay, yeah. See, so that makes perfect sense then, and I think they're a great choice. I would love to see So get some gold, but any of the others would be good. And Endakara is pretty good too, so I have no issues with that. I would give that. I'd put that at about. I think that's a one. I think that's really any kind of outrageous idea at all. Totally plausible.
Let's see for my second Big Japan take. Shigehiro Irie defeats Yuya Aoki for the strong title, and Katsumasa Yoshida wins the title at the end of the year. I'm not necessarily saying from Irie, but that might also be a possibility.
I give that a 5. Star rating in my book, because I would love to see that happening. In terms of the likelihood of it, I love the idea of Irie winning the championship. I think that would be awesome. We've seen him in the past be this indie warrior, pretty much, like go to different promotions and do cool stuff everywhere. So him getting a belt like this and having a little bit of a run, I am 1,000,000% for it. And Yoshida is a great thing. That would continue their momentum, kind of, because as I said, they've done a great job with Aoki this year. And like we've said before, there's been plenty of times in the past where the young guys have come and they didn't quite get to where we all thought or wanted them to get. But Aoki's really doing great. So if they were to follow that up and with a bridge with Irie, which would be cool, and whatever you said, maybe a title change here and there before that. But to bridge that over, this year ends with Aoki and the next year ends with Yoshida getting a push, I think that's great. I would love that idea. Will it happen? I was with you on the Irie. Yoshida adds a little bit of spice to that, in my opinion, because that would be a little bit different. That'd be a little bit fast, even compared to an Aoki. So I'm going to put that as a 3.
Okay. Yes.
Not completely outrageous, but I wouldn't bet on it either.
Okay. Yeah. That's Big Japan for us. But like you said, they did some good stuff, like not really on the surface of lots of fans' attention, but they did good good stuff for them as a company. Yeah, let's transition to some of the others that we don't have any companies for, Dylan. There is one take from Yannick, actually. One without any base, but I think we get a new, bigger promotion either by a big name or a promotion with lots of money. How likely do you think that is?
Well, he just said it, without any base. It has to be a five. Okay, so here's the problem.
Yeah.
Who? Like who is this? It's like a zeitgeist moment, you know? They're just so... Well, I mean, that's kind of what happened with AEW, right? They're just so happened to be this super rich guy that loved wrestling and exactly. wanted to start a company.
And there's been rumors, like with Freddie Prinze Jr. in America for a long time, that he wanted to open up company. That never happened, actually.
Yeah, that never happened. Yeah. I mean, opening a company is hard in wrestling, you know? It's very hard. And I just don't think right now, in my opinion... If there was someone like that, if there was a guy who wants to run a company like Tony Khan and had all of this money, I think right now is not a good time that I would be wanting to jump into Japanese wrestling. I think we're at kind of a down point, honestly, across the board. Like, no matter what company you are, there's been times in very recent times that it's been better. And I think that you would want to have this storm kind of get past us a little bit. Maybe New Japan can find a spark and get success, and they can get back up to where they were. That's when you want to get in, when there's a little bit of heat to the scene. I don't think you want to come in when it's low and you jump in. So I would put that as a five, to be honest. I'd be really surprised.
Me too. I don't think there is any business man, business woman, business entity that will put any money in Japanese wrestling right now. There is this Leck guy. You know, the toilet paper guy, but he doesn't...
Yeah, Sponge Man.
Sponge Man, right. He doesn't want to open up his own company. He wants to help out other companies with his money, and that's good. That's very good.
God bless him.
He's a great guy, but I don't think that he has any interest in getting into the day-by-day wrestling business stuff.
Oh, man, and we've seen it even in America when people try to open up companies. There's all kinds of problems and headaches. That's like one thing I would never want to do. I don't know about you, Striga, but I would never want to promote a show or anything like that, because I just know it would ruin my life even more than it's already ruined. And I would just... It gives me... Somebody said that to me one time. It's not even like anything serious. They're just like, hey, have you ever thought about running a show? And like, I got goosebumps. Because it scared me to even consider a possibility where I run a show. It's just such a hard thing. I would never want to do that. I don't know. I don't know about you.
Yeah, me neither. No, I have never actually thought about that. No.
Let's try and pull up some funds, Striga. And the most we could do is the time when I was on Twitch and I ran our own promotion on the Fire Pro. that was the closest I'll come to being a promoter is on Fire Promoter.
Yes, that's great, actually. We have two others revolving around promoting shows. There will be a food wrestler-themed show with Yamaya Ringo, Takashi Tomato, and Banana Senga. It's a great one from Blue Mysterio. Thank you.
Henry, I love that guy so much.
I give it a one.
It has to be a one. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that too. And I responded to him. I said, if there's any justice in this world, this will happen.
But where is Super Delphin and his seafood pro wrestling and all
that? Oh, that's true. Yeah, what happened to Seafood Pro?
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay. I always liked Super Delphin. Way underrated junior in the 90s.
Yes. So that's the one, definitely. Another one from him is Sukaban gets a streaming deal with their shows being put into episodes. Dylan.
I'm sure they want that to happen. That's another one. I mean, that's one of those companies I talked about. You look at how they're running things, and it's so different. I don't know what's going on with them, and I'm not hating on them at all, because the person who runs it is not a wrestling person. It's somebody from the fashion industry that just happened to see Joshi and take a liking to it and has all of these ideas. And then you look at the first show, and they're giving out free food and alcohol to the fans. And then the Miami show, things aren't shot as good as they could be. They're still figuring things out. They're at such an early point. It just depends on the owner, because who knows? Somebody could be like, to them, they've got so many, they might have so many headaches. And I'm not saying they do, But it just could be. I could very logically see that as a possibility, that they have so many headaches that they, that like this Tsukuba, this wrestling is crazy, you know, overall. Or they might be saying, hey, we have a plan, we have the money to do it, and we're gonna we're gonna wait this out until we get the kind of deal we want. And we can put this different, unique kind of show, which, honestly, I don't know if you saw any of their Tsukuban shows.
Saw the first but one, they, yeah.
Yeah, and there, it wasn't like... The anime influence was basically limited to the screen they would put behind the ring, like the, you know, the, which was cool.
It was very creative to have these anime videos introduce the characters, and then the characters looking somewhat like the anime characters. I think that picks up a very well mixed audience between anime fans, wrestling fans, and there is a crossover, of course, a big crossover between these two fan groups. So I think the attempt and the idea is very good.
Yeah, I agree. But what they did on the social media was cool with the anime videos, but on the actual show, it was mainly just a still picture behind the ring that they had there. And I think if they got a show, like Henry was saying, it would be way cooler. Like, they would integrate the anime a lot more.
See it being somewhat of a take on what Lucha Underground used to be.
Yeah. And I think that was a lot of people made that connection as well. And I think it would make perfect sense to give it a shot. It's something way different. And I do appreciate that, honestly. I think the wrestling... I hope that they can get the wrestlers in order a little bit more, because it felt like they just didn't care that much. Like, the wrestlers themselves, they were like, we're playing these goofy characters, we're getting a payday, and we didn't see the wrestlers that we would have seen in Japan in Tsukuban, like the wrestling level that we would have seen.
True.
And you could still do that even with the anime characters and things like that. You know, there's no reason they can't, and I hope that they can kind of merge these worlds a little bit better. And like Henry said, or like Henry speculated about them getting a show, if they got that, I think the whole promotion would be a lot better off. So I hope that they get it. I'll give that a 3.
Yeah, I will agree with the level on the predictometer. How about this one from Jude Kilgore? Tsukuban/Kitsune Pro grow, but Spark fizzles. You know, Spark. I've seen one of their shows. Wasn't really impressed with Spark, to be quite honest. So I can see that. And we've been talking about that on one of our recent episodes, that there is these Yoshi companies like popping up left and right, and not all of them can be feasible. So I think that Tsukuban and Kitsune, they have the backing, their individual backing, of course, but I don't think that Spark has any more legs. So I give this a 1.
Anti-Spark agenda going on right now. I said it before, it was just so weird how they all happened all at the same time. You know, if one of them had popped up, I thought, okay, this is something a little different, but to have all of them come in, I was really surprised. And like you said, there's just not enough. There's this town ain't big enough for everybody when it comes to the Joshi scene. The good thing about Spark is, if you look at a lot of their shows, it's not like, so with Kitsune and Tsukuban, they're flying in all of these wrestlers from Japan. With Spark, it was more like people that were already kind of there on tour, and it was only a few. It wasn't the whole card, which is feasible. It's not something that's going to sweep the nation, in my opinion, but I think the other shows, those costs have to be stacking up eventually, and far be it from me to tell these companies what to do with their business.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
But just in my opinion, I just don't know how that could be feasible without losing tons of money. You know, I have nothing against them. It's great that they're trying, and hopefully if one thing comes out of it, I hope that it gives these Joshi wrestlers a lot more exposure, gives them a chance to do more work. And all of them, again, I have nothing against any of the three, but I do think somebody's going to end up on the odd man out. Could it be Spark? As I said, I think that they're... business plan is feasible, never mind the quality of shows or anything. I think it's somewhat feasible. Will there be enough interest for these companies too in the American scene?
That's the thing about Spark. You know, you said it, like, they bring in those that are already on tour in America, and it's good that they bring them to a park mostly where they don't really wrestle a lot, because these Japanese wrestlers, they come to the West Coast a lot. Like, we have them in Prestige, in West Coast Pro, and they brought them mostly to the East Coast. That's good and all, but much like I said, these two companies that I just mentioned, in West Coast and Prestige, they are known for doing this business model already, and I don't know how many how much space there is for that exact business model just on the other side of America.
Yeah, Kitsune, they ran a show in Japan, you know, recently. So, again, I don't know what these guys' goals are that run these companies either. Like, maybe they don't even care about being profitable. They're just, man, yeah, our dream was running this show, and by God, we're going to run it, and we don't... And God bless them if they have this level of money in their back pocket that they can burn it like this. And I mean, you know, hopefully it all works out. I hope the best for all of them. But yes. To me, Spark going down... far from unfeasible at all. The other two being successful, I'm a little skeptical of, even though as a fan, I hope everybody's successful, but I'll give that a 2 on there. I'm not quite going to give it a 1, only because the other two being feasible is a little bit hard for me to get behind.
Okay, yeah, I'm going with the 2 as well. Okay, let's go to Tokyo Joshi Pro, I think.
That
would add up well here with the talking points we just had. So we have from three different listeners, once again from Blue Mysterio, then from Merino Wrestling, and from Fortuna Grism, we have the prediction that Mio Watanabe will win the Princess of Princes title. I think that's what everybody is hoping for next year. So I, in my Mio Watanabe fandom, want to give this a 2.
Mio. A lot of people thought that would be the case last year, so we're kind of skipping over a year.
That's why I'm
not
giving it a 1, actually.
Again, maybe they have bigger plans, and maybe she's finally waited her turn enough. People have left the company, you know, with Yuka going to America, and really a lot of their wrestlers lately, Miyu and Maki Ito, they're in America a lot lately. So maybe there'll be finally room for somebody to jump up, and they haven't really pushed Shoko too hard of late. The thing is, the snark in me wanted to say 5, but I don't think it's a 5. I don't think it's that outlandish. If you were going to push somebody, here is my issue with riding behind her, is that I think that they would really want Yuki Arai to be the one to jump up from her, you know, from the younger class, so to speak. So I'm going to, again, go in the middle. I'm going to give this a 3. I don't think it's completely outlandish, but it's not something I would bet on. Like, again, that's kind of where I'm at with 3. If it's not something ridiculous, but also I wouldn't put money on it, that's a 3 to me. So I would go with that for Miyu. But as a fan, I agree with you. I would love if she won the title. That would be really cool.
Once again, from Jude, Mitsuki retires. I don't think that's very likely.
It's not impossible, but because realistically, where is her career arc right now? Now that Yuka's gone, there's big changes in the company. She's not really one that's super in America as much as like a Maki Ito, to say the least.
No.
So she's kind of a more stable presence on the roster. I think she has a place. I don't think she's going to retire, to be honest. But it's the problem is, again, this is why I can't go lower than a 3 on this either. Is because you could say this about pretty much any Joshi wrestler, it's not impossible.
We've just seen it with Riko Kaiju in Seed Ring.
Yeah, nobody would. If you asked me a year ago, she was retiring, I'd put no way. That's like she's one of the most unlikely ones.
Yeah, but,
yeah. So you can't completely write off anybody. So I will give that a 3 as well. But I would say it's unlikely. I would not put money on that.
A 3 it is. And then we have from Penguin 5, 4, 3, 5, so on and forth. Hikari Noah wins something of note. He said, Penguin says, least likely. I will agree.
Let's show some love to Penguin. I liked his predictions a lot. On there. And this one, it would be cool. You know, again, she's another one. You could say that about a lot of people in TJPW, kind of like that bubbling under type of group if somebody came up to win something. But again, if he's saying it's the least likely, it's hard for me to advocate for this overall. But what could she win? Because she's already been...
Something. What's something of note? I mean, she has already been the Princess International Princess Champion. She's been tag champion. The only thing that remains there is the Princess title.
What about the tournament, the Princess Cup?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that could be...
I don't think that's impossible.
No, yeah. So I'm giving it a 3 out of 5.
3 for me. That sounds right, too. I agree with that. Yeah.
Jamie O'D. Shout out to Jamie. Jamie, the owner of Dramatic DDT. Very good resource for DDT for years and years now. So shout out to you. Aja Kong joins the TJPW management.
That's something I never would have thought about, but it makes sense to me. Like, the thing with Aja is that, like, is she ready to take a step back even further from wrestling? Because she's in, like, a very easy spot right now for her career, really, when you think about it. Gets to have these... Everybody gets to have her match, pretty much. She never has to really do anything complicated. She probably has a lot of fun. Maybe at her age, she wants to wind down a little bit more and focus more on a segment like that. Do you think that they would want that? The people in charge of TJP, would they go for that? Having an active wrestler come in?
I think they would love to have a mind like Aja has for wrestling in their company. And I think she is very well connected within the scene, and that's something that TJPW could benefit off very much so.
I'll give that a 2.
Me too. Yeah, I think that's
that's pretty likely. I could be comfortable in saying that could happen.
Okay. How about yours for TJPW?
Mine for TJPW. Now, first one, this was by far the best prediction. I couldn't believe nobody made it. The Up Up Girls will debut a new song in 2024.
It's about damn time.
Listen. Hey, they came out with Shining Mark this year, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe at the end of last year, I don't know. But they came out with it fairly recently. They had Upper Kick for years and years, and then they came out with Shining Mark. So now we need a third chapter in their performances. New song for Up Up Girls. Give us who is going to, you know, dazzle with the vocals. Will it be Miyu? Will it be Shino? Will it be Hikari Noah? It probably won't be Raku, but maybe it will be. At the end of the day, who will be the top singer of the Up Up Girls? We need to determine it, and they will come out with a new song. Okay. What do you think?
I think that's a 2.
Okay. Not a lock, but plausible.
Yeah, plausible.
My second prediction, which we'll see what you think about this. Kaya Toribami will get a singles win over a non-rookie this year. Go with Kaya. We had Endo. We had my girl Endo this year get her win. So now it's time for my other undercard favorite, Kaya, to get her win.
See, Kaya, when she debuted, we thought she'd be up the ranks pretty quickly, but they just slotted her in this undercard role in forever. And I'm not very... I'm high on her as a wrestler, but I'm not high on the idea of her being promoted very highly. So I don't think that's likely, but I don't think that's implausible. So I'm going with the middle, with 3.
Okay. Okay. The time for Kiryu to do the job. Toribami right now. But okay. Those are my 2 predictions.
So Suzume and Arisu Endo will win the Princess Tag Team title. Then
I wish.
Suzume wins the International Princess title and defends it against Endo in her first defense.
All of this is one prediction.
Yes.
Okay, see, this adds a lot of layers to it that makes it more complicated. Because you could get one part of it right, and then, you know, something else goes wrong. I'm always
wary of
those...
That's an easy prediction, of course. You know, I wanted to make some of that are not that easy to achieve.
I think them winning the tag titles is not likely on its own, personally, for the same reasons you talked about Kaya not winning the title, or not the title, not even winning a match. But the other stuff happening, I'm going to put that as a 4. Okay. It's not completely implausible, but I think a lot has to go right for that to happen. And I'm not even convinced that they'll win the tag titles, but I hope they do because they're the best team, in my opinion.
That is correct, yes. So how about this one? I thought of one that is a little bit out there and that goes against what TJPW has been promoting as the core of their company. So, Dylan, for the first time, there will be a home-based heel faction in TJPW running roughshod on the entire roster that has no idea how to deal with such betrayal.
Okay, so I guess... Yeah, that would be cool if that happened. Were like Bushiki-gun kind of heels?
Heel-ish? Kind of.
They didn't run roughshod.
No. I'm more looking at them always bringing in like the Americans, the monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
They call them all. Recently they had Regina from Finland. They always bring the outsiders, the foreigners in as the heels, the dominating heels. So I thought about maybe they could just do that with their own roster.
If that kind of plays into the other prediction, if Aja goes into the office,
yep.
I think she would be an advocate for that. So yeah, I'll go with that. I will ride with this. I'll give it a 2.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's TJPW for us. Why don't we follow up with Stardom, Dylan? I want to give you the Stardom predictions because I don't have any for them.
Okay. We did have some from the fans too, though.
Yes.
There. So first of all, the news, the one that everyone's talking about heading into the end of the year. And this has been my gut feeling the whole time this has come out. But now, when we've seen how things have played out the last couple of months, I think it was much more up in the air 2 months ago. But even then, my gut was telling me Julia was going to resign. I don't think she's going to go to America. That's my prediction. I think she's going to resign with Stardom.
I will give this a 3, I think.
Okay, so you're in the middle. She recently had an interview where she said that she wanted to build it from Japan in. Of course, that could all be a lie. It's wrestling. We all know this. After all, but I think it's interesting that she would put that out there. And with the rumors that AEW is not a potential for her, I think it would be interesting. I wouldn't say she resigns, but okay, you give that a 3. We'll see how it plays out. I'll put my stamp on that. We'll talk at the end of the year. Maybe I'll look stupid by the end.
I mean, it can really go either way. Much like you said with the Yoshi retirements, you never know what the ultimate goal is that the individuals have for themselves.
That's true. We only have this public interview, which may not be completely truthful at the end of the day. My second prediction, Azumi gets a red belt shot in 2024. Well deserved. They gave her the strong shot against Julia, which was a banger, by the way, at the start of the month, the Azumi versus Julia match. That match was great. She needs to get pushed more. She got some big wins in the 5-star. I'm going to give her a chance. Finally getting the red belt shot. I'm going for it.
So just the title shot?
Yeah.
Not that she wins the title.
That is not a part of my prediction. Only the title shot. Yep.
Okay. So that's a 2 for me. I think that's likely that she does get one.
I hope so. She's been far away from it, but they started to take baby steps forward. Hopefully they give her the big jump this year.
Yes. So Dylan, please read off the other ones that we have. Let's discuss those.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let me get this in front of me. I was following along with you here.
I don't want to do the talking all by myself here.
Okay. Let's go here. Okay. So shout out to Penguin at Numbers again. Suzu Suzuki has a Wrestler of the Year run.
I mean, she has that in her. It's
and to be fair, they're kind of setting that up with the match coming up in just a couple of days. If she were to win the title, you could theoretically put her in that position. I think these kind of predictions are always subjective. We have to see how it goes, how much faith they have in her, what happens with Julia, what happens with Tom Nakano. There's so much up in the air with the company.
Exactly. There's so many different factors playing into that I can't really say that's the one. I would love to say that's the one.
She's a talent. She's worthy enough to predict that as a talent, for sure. But like you said, it's just so much that goes into that.
Yeah, so I'm going with a 2.
I'll say 3. I'm a little bit more skeptical. But still, I believe in her entirely as a talent, and I hope that she has a great run. Next prediction from Sandre Bjorn.
Sandre played it safe. I see.
Stardom will announce the 30th anniversary tribute of the All Japan Women's Big Egg Show probably not in the dome, but somewhere big. Now, Sondre, I mentioned this.
Go out on a limb, Sondre. Be outlandish here.
So, some people wanted to play it safe. I saw that. I tried to antagonize people, but they were not buying it at the end of the day. But yeah, I mentioned this before, that they would probably want to do something like that for the tribute. With the dome, it sounds all wrong in terms of timing. They've had a really rough year this year. If they had done it last year and announced that, I would totally buy it. But right now, it feels like the wrong timing. But then again, if they're just all in, there's a lot of speculation on maybe people moving in and out. They fired people, moved people in. On the New Japan Bushiroad side, maybe they're moving people around there. Maybe they'll have different ideas for Stardom and try to boost them up a little bit more. We don't know that yet. Again, we don't have the data to determine that. We have hopes and dreams, and we hope that. But them having a 30th anniversary tribute, that is a one. I think that they will definitely do that.
There's no argument against that.
From Fortuna Grissom, Rossi Ogawa leaves Stardom. Huh. Gone.
I think that could actually happen.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't say that's a one, but I think that's a two. That is likely.
I think I would have said
business,
that.
We've seen business changes in all of Japanese wrestling with office people going and leaving, and especially with the companies under the Bushiroad banner right now.
And absolutely. The only thing that I would say that makes me go a little bit higher is that they've purposely gone out of their way to remove certain people that maybe he clashed with. And we've seen people, the wrestlers, publicly speak out in favor of Rossi and demanding that he, or not demanding, but hoping that he gets more listened to and more power. So when you have the wrestlers on your side, I think it would be hard to try and make a move against him like that. I'm going to give this a three, but I'm kind of leaning towards four. If that happened, I would be surprised. But like you said, we can never. It's like the Mizuki retirement. You could never say anything is as outlandish when you make a prediction like that, because it could happen at any time.
That's right.
Overall. Yeah. Jude Kilgar, again, says Julia to America. So that's kind of the opposite of what my prediction. So
exactly. Pretty much discussed that.
Yeah. Oh, Ross, I guess we're still at three for you on that one? Yeah. Okay, 50-50 shot there. Starlight Kid Unmasked rebrands to SLK. Wow, how would we say that?
Slack.
Yeah. Slack. Well,
not
it's
good.
Like...
No, that's not a good name. No.
It's like Azumi, you know, like how would we say that with SLK? Like Starlight Kid? Like what? No, you're not. It's not the same. Azumi is not like Azumi. It's right. Azumi. So we have to have an SOK. Anyway, she wins the white belt. Jude, again, predicting that. I think the thing with the unmasking, for a long time, a lot of people predicted that she would want that. But the problem is that you're losing merchandise if that happens.
Yeah.
Because I know her masks are such hot sellers. Her winning the white belt is definitely a possibility. I would argue she would be one of the favorites, especially if there's a shakeup in a Wado tie. I think that she will get there. And I think that I'm going to give this a four. I can't completely outright it. I think the rebranding and all of that, again, this is one of those where you have multiple parts to it. And it's like a game of Jenga, you know, you pull one sleeve out and the whole stack of cards comes down. So I'm going to give it four. I think her destiny this year is to get her big win over Iwatani, which was not happening this year because of the injury at the end of the 5-star Grand Prix. I think they'll do it again. They'll face on the last night of the Grand Prix, and Starlight Kid will finally get her win over Mayu. So for Jude's prediction, I'll say four right now. Right.
Especially because of the Tiger Masks being so inbuilt with Stardom, I think that's unlikely.
Yeah. Okay. Up next, Starlight and Azumi form a united team. From Sally ____ Arandi. Them uniting, that would be cool. I think that's a great idea. They've always been kind of linked together. And if they, again, if they want to shake up a Wado tie, Azumi's been in Queen's Quest for a ton of times. I give her a rebranding along with Starlight. I think they'd be a great team. We saw glimpses of that in a one-off match they had. I'm going to give this... I'll give it a two. I'm going to
give
it
a two as well, because I think it would be a great business idea.
Absolutely. And Azumi is one of the best workers, in my opinion, in Stardom. So anything with her, I automatically like. Any predictions? From Marino Wrestling, finally, the last one on my list here, Megan Bain will hold a belt in Stardom.
She already does.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's the one. No arguments there. Yes. I mean, that was as safe of a prediction as you could have. But hey, you get to say you're right, brother. So I appreciate it.
Very good, yes. She's a champion right now, isn't she? Yeah. No, she just carries around the belt, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I don't know. You should think. I mean, the way they've set it up, they could have her easily win the artist titles,
sure,
as well. If you want to put in the thing they were doing with her and May Sarah, you know, the only question is with the AEW stuff. Like, when will they pull her back out? You know, and I think when that happens, she's probably to come. Like, when they come calling, she's gone. I would argue.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. But she hasn't wrestled all of them, has she?
No. This was a particular plan to gain her experience. Kind of like what I was saying earlier with NXT, if they were smart. So it was a smart move on their end. And good for Stardom, too, because I think I like Megan Bain.
She's good.
Great look. Brings something different to the table in Stardom. Good powerhouse wrestler. Great fit, too, in the team. So I like her a lot. I'll give that... I won't go one, but I'll give it a two.
I'll go with one. I think that's extremely
low. You're locking it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's Stardom. What else do you want to go with next, Dylan? Oh, I want to pick up one more from the others, and I want to add another one before we go to any other promotion, because that's a fun one from Grism once again. Grism predicts that Colega Pro Wrestling will return. And I had no idea that they were even gone, to be quite honest. Yes.
you thought they were still running shows in that,
yes,
in that
every single day, yes. No, wow. They ran their final show on November 26th, actually, of 2022. I had no idea that they were gone.
A whole year, and you thought they were still here every day.
And did you do you know what the final main event was for Colega? I want to read this to you.
Okay.
Momoka Hanasono and Super Delphin defeated Black Andy Wu and Hasegawa. And do you know who Black Andy Wu is?
Who?
It's just Andy Wu.
Wow.
And that's not how the Black XX gimmick works, actually.
What, yes, that's true. She's supposed to be the evil version, not just you. But... Hey, when you're a Colega Pro, the rules don't apply, Strigger.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes. Yeah. So my prediction for the other companies here is, and that goes along with the United Pro Wrestling thing that is going on, and picks up from my tweet that I made after the foundation was made public. It's always interesting to see which companies are not part of the deal, and it was interesting that Big Japan was part of the deal, and Great, for example, was not. But of course, if Dragon Gate is part of the deal, Glade was out. That was clear from the beginning. So my prediction is that Great will form its own pro wrestling alliance with Freedoms 01 and JTO.
I mean, what a powerhouse lineup you formed to take on United Japan. I think that there's room for something like that. I don't know about those specific companies, but I think there's room for, like, well, I mean, we've seen that before, like with All Together shows, there'd be like an indie version of All Together. Like, and, you know, so have an indie alliance that's also United. I could get behind that. I'll give that. I still don't think I would call that likely at all. I would give that a 5, to be honest.
I love it. Yeah, okay.
How would those shows work with those companies? Glade and Freedoms and JTO all together?
I mean, Glade is already using talent from JTO on their cards a lot. Like, recently they used Fire Katsumi on their cards. They had Rio Tanaka.
How would Glade and 01 work together?
I mean, isn't 01 basically Masato Tanaka at this point of
that's true.
Of their existence?
That's true. I guess you're right.
I mean, they don't have any guys that have any, like, staked win matches. It's Tsukuta Kasato, Shoki Kitamura even is out now indefinitely. They have Yuna Matsunaga. That's just young guys that really, I mean, I think they would be glad to step on a stage like that.
Yeah, that would totally be an upgrade for them.
Yep. I got some great predictions. Went late before. I remember, like, Jun Kasai was main eventing Kurikan for a crate.
That's anything can happen with really great.
Do you want to take back your 5 and go to a 4?
I still think it's pretty unlikely, but you've convinced me. I will go to a 4.
Yes. That's great. Okay. All right, Dylan, what company next?
I got some predictions for great right now.
Oh.
No predictions from the fans. That's not in a lot of people's minds right now. I don't think that particular company, but I remembered them. So here is what I said. Maya Fukuda wrestles a non-UWF or shoot style match. Just a regular wrestling match.
I give that a 4.
Not MMA. Not MMA. Please not MMA. And not even shoot style. But clearly you're not buying it.
No. What the hell is going on with her?
She loves MMA and shoot style. She's legit. She's the last legit person in wrestling, I guess, overall. So she would be great if they put her in those situations. So. Maybe she could fight. What happened to Diamond Egoist? Can she fight them?
Oh, is that still a stable that's going right now?
It just formed like a couple of months ago.
That's true, but that doesn't mean anything in great, actually.
It can't be done so fast. I believe in Diamond Egoist. But anyway.
Yeah, haven't... I think that the Aoi and Michiko faced, and they were part of Diamond Egoist, right? Yeah, they had a singles match at the recent show on December 10.
What about Risa Sarah?
Risa Sarah, has she been in great actually? Let's see. Risa Sarah's last great appearance was, oh god, it was in Sumo Hall in August. Oh no, there was one more in Kurikan in October.
Okay, see, we're only a couple of months out. Diamond Egoist lives on. But anyway, my other prediction, at least one more former DG wrestler wrestles for them this year.
Ooh.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Big
Who would
one.
Be?
Super Shiza, come on down.
Gamma.
Didn't he retire?
He's retired. Yeah, he's retired. Yeah. Naoki Tanizaki, he's still around?
Yeah, that's right. He's in All Japan, so they kind of already work together.
How about Naoki Doi?
Why not him and Yoshino? Yoshino comes out of retirement. That's their big drawing card.
Ooh, yeah.
24. Smooth speed muscle.
I can see them actually trying for that.
I totally could see that happening. Yeah. Like being a possibility. I'm not saying it's likely, but it is plausible.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. DDT?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for the listeners first, because there's not that much. We have Jamie. Kento Miyahara will be the big guest star at DDT Peter Pan. I think that's pretty likely.
Yeah, that's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
I give that a 1, honestly.
Me too. I think I can see that happening totally.
The only thing that stops that from happening is if All Japan and DDT have a following out, or WWE buys them or something.
Yes. William Regal becomes commissioner of All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Sure.
Once again, Henry, 2 predictions. First, Orange Cassidy versus Katsuki Hirata will happen. That would be great.
That would be awesome if that did happen.
Hope that happens at Peter Pan. So I will say that is not unlikely. I can see that actually them doing that. I'm gonna give that a 3, because right now there is no hints of that, but it could actually be a good idea.
I'll go 4. I think Cassidy's a champion right now. Yeah, I like you said, no hints to it right now, but it's not completely impossible as well. It would be cool if it did happen.
Andre the Giant Panda wrestles in Gato Move at least once. I love it. How would he fit in to the chocolate square?
That is an excellent question. Because in my heart, I want this to be a one. But I don't know if my brain can make this leap.
I think that's a five, actually. Unless... I mean, it says Gato Move. It doesn't have to be Chocopro. So it could also
that's
be...
That's true.
It could also be in Shinkiba first ring.
One baby. Andre the Giant Panda coming yes. to Gato Move.
Yeah, okay. I want this to happen. I want to give it I'm giving this a two.
I think that's probably fair.
Yeah. Then there is another one from Jude. Mao to America. I mean, this is not
like signing?
Yeah, that's not specific. So he has already been to America. So that's
true. That's a one if it's just him going.
Yeah.
But like if he signs a contract with one of the big... All right, let's imagine this. Mao in WWE.
Okay. Yeah.
Like what would he possibly do?
He would be the next Akira Tozawa.
And probably do a great job at it.
Sure.
If he were in that role. And him in AEW.
He has been in AEW.
And he would be exactly the same. Nobody would see him if he's there. But Dark's done now, so he can't. We can't do that again. He has to be on some show if he sides with AEW in Ring of Honor, perhaps.
I was gonna say he's gonna be in Ring of Honor. Yes.
Hey, Final Battle was a great show. Let me plug.
It was a good show. Flush and I did a review of that, and the core of our review is even in their own system, Ring of Honor loses. A lot.
Yeah, that is true.
It's not only that AEW wins all their matches when they send out guys to the independents, they also beat their own Ring of Honor guys all the time.
That is absolutely correct. Wrestle Update, me and Nello did a review as well, if you guys want to listen to it there. And when we do the awards, to tell you what I think about Ring of Honor right now, in the AEW section, Ring of Honor counts as AEW, not the alternative or indies. So, it is. Yeah, I mean, and listen, their biggest show of the year, the champion's not on there because he's in AEW. Like, you're an AEW company. Yeah.
Yes.
But the show was good, though, regardless. And the six-man tag was just phenomenal.
I loved it.
With Mark and Brian and FTR and all that. Really good stuff. But Mao, again, if it's just him coming to America, it's a one. If it's signing with a company, it's a five, in my opinion. I see no way that could happen.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to reach yours first?
For DDT?
Yeah.
Yusuke Okada wins the title in 2024.
I'm going to give that a four.
Ooh, tough crowd. You started out kind of, soft, but now you're getting a little, you're
Look at where Yusuke Kata is.
He was just in a title match.
Yeah, but he didn't win.
No, he didn't. That's true. But it's a long-term storytelling. DDT is known for that. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I mean, he's so low that I can't see that.
Oh. Well, maybe you'll agree with this more. This is my opinion, was a spicy one, but let's see what you think. Daisuke Sasaki leaves DDT in 2024.
Is that a prediction or something that you just want to happen?
I don't know if I want that to happen, because he could theoretically go somewhere else that I like more, and I don't want that. So if he's a freelancer, he could show up anywhere. And do we? Yeah. Is that what we want?
I think he's been with them for so long, I don't see him leaving anytime soon, to be quite honest.
How much longer can they drag this damnation angle?
For as long as they damn well please.
No!
For as long as they know they torture you with it.
Do you think
you have to be indifferent about damnation at some point on it for it to end?
That'll never happen. Not as long as I'm alive. You must be crazy. How about this prediction? I didn't even write this down. This is a bonus one.
I want to give this a four. The Daisuke Sasaki leading.
I think it's fair. That is very fair. Even five might be too generous for the likelihood. Will, this is my question to you. It's not even a prediction. I'm just asking it on the fly. Will Shuji Ishikawa make an appearance to sing at some point for DDT?
That's a one.
Yeah, it has to happen.
It has to automatic happen with the TikTok.
Okay.
Returns.
I love it. Okay, I'm happy. I'm fine with Sasaki staying if,
okay,
if Ishikawa comes up.
I have a Ganbare Pro prediction.
Okay.
Their big foreign star, Dan the Dad, wins the Spirit of Ganbare Championship.
Oh, five automatically. Now, to be fair,
yeah,
they did do the foreign title holder with Hartley recently, which, by the way, on Dramatic Dream Dragons, I interviewed him with Yannick, yes, as well. Yes. We talked about many, many things on there, but including, but not limited to, Ganbare Pro. And he was a great champion. Dan the Dad. I mean, you know, if you give a guy a chance to be a main eventer, can they deliver? So that's on Dan the Dad's shoulders right, yeah, now. Can he find that main event rub?
Can he?
I gave a five.
Okay. So, DDT, after his big IWGP Junior Heavyweight title run, Hiromu Takahashi returns to DDT for a proper program with the likes of Hirata, Mao, and Shunma Katsumata, and has a big match against Shunma at Peter Pan.
Okay, wait, who's coming back?
Hiromu Takahashi.
Oh, so Hiromu's going to have a DDT run?
Yes.
Okay. And he ends it with Shunma. Now, that would kind of be like not a mirror match of sorts, but I feel like he's the best possible opponent for Hiromu.
Exactly.
You know, stylistically. I think the odds of him just... How long are they keep up this non-New Japan stuff for him, though? That's my main question with that. We'll see. It's definitely possible. I wouldn't say it's a five by any means. I would list that as an unlikely prediction, though. Okay. I'm going to give it a four.
All right.
And on top of it, you have a lot of different parts you have to do. You know, yes, like what if he misses Hirata?
Like, exactly, yes. But I like the idea of the Shuma match at Peter Pan.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I think that's the one thing that I wish that they could have done. Obviously,
so how about this right individual now prediction? What if we just said a big match against Shunma at Peter Pan?
That's much more likely, I would say, than the run. I'll bump that up to a three. Okay. I still want to see what they do with him outside of New Japan, though. I'm not convinced that lasts all year, but we'll see.
Now, Dylan, we come to my favorite prediction of them all.
Okay.
Brace yourself. The Iron Man heavy metalweight title will be won by a train, most likely the Shinkansen.
So you're putting in a... How are you going to pin a train to get the title belt?
Yeah, that's DDT's job to make sure how that happens.
You going to drop somebody off a helicopter or something, like on the top of the train? Like, how are they going to beat the train? The train is unbeatable. They're going to have to retire the title. but sure, I'll give that a one. I think it's gonna happen. Yeah. I put the stamp on it.
Love it. The train, yeah. Maybe Andre the Giant Panda can pin the train.
Anything's possible, but I think
that's a new battle. It's not Godzilla versus King Kong anymore. It's Andre the Giant Panda against the Shinkansen.
What if somebody grabs Yoshihiko and throws him on top of the train?
See?
look at that. We're already booking for DDT right now. I think ours ideas. I do think it's possible that there will be some kind of, even if it's not a train, I think there will 100% be a first-time winner of the Iron Man heavy metalweight title. Like something, some kind of. Yeah, exactly. See, they're already innovating as we head into the holiday season. So I think it will continue in 2024.
Yes, absolutely.
I hope it's the train, though.
So that has us left with All Japan, NOAH, and New Japan. Quick look back, Dylan, how this has gone so far. How happy are you with the predictions we've gotten so far?
I think the fans were great. I like all of their predictions. Some were like more likely than the others, but I thought they were reasonable. Some of us got us, you know, some of them got us thinking. We got to talk a little bit about them. Some of them were fun and crazy, and I appreciated that. And I think our predictions held up pretty well as well. So I'm very happy with it right now. We're making good time, too. This is the kind of show I was hoping for. A lighthearted romp, pretty much.
Absolutely. Exactly the right kind of show for this time of the year. So we'll just move on. And I want to give you the book here for All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Good for All Japan. Now, one of the big companies, one of the most talked about lately as well.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, first up, Merino Wrestling. All Japan will be the best company in Japan for 2024. So promotion of the year winner at the end of next year.
See, there's been these recent developments have put a wrench.
There's been a wrench run in that.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have been completely behind that because they've done such a great job. And we've been on top of the coverage for All Japan Pro Wrestling, I would say, this year. Always highlighting what they did and how they have elevated their talent. So I can't really say that they will be the best company next year, but I wouldn't deem that completely impossible. Just this end of the year show and the beginning of January, I think that will be so important for what happens with All Japan at the beginning of the year that I can't really say anything right now.
Yeah,
that's whether that's likely or unlikely. So I'll settle in the middle.
I think with any company, again, kind of bring this theme up, I would still say three, no matter what, because if not All Japan, who would it be? We don't know. Like, we can't tell what's going to happen in a whole year. I think that's hard to predict right now. Even though right now, again, we're going to have the award show in a couple weeks. And we'll see how they do for 2023. I would think they're probably one of the favorites for the best company of the year, best promotion in this year. So I could see why they would be the hot pick for next year as well.
Yes.
But it's a long time. A lot of things could go wrong. You know, it wasn't that long ago we were really down on All Japan, you know, at the end of the day. And things could turn around fast, even for a company like Noah. You know, there was times where we were actually high on them and it felt like they were going in the right direction. And then something crazy would happen and we'd be, you know, negative on them for, and justifiably so. So you never know what's going to happen. I'll give that a three. Let me ask you something, though. I kind of go a little off topic since we're making good time anyway. We kind of talked about it a bit earlier with the Dempsey thing. What do you think about that? Again, just at face value, like never mind any political implications. What do you think of the idea of Dempsey coming in and wrestling for the Triple Crown?
The general idea of it.
Yeah, just it's him. Like the talent, the match. Will the match be good? Is it deserved? Like, what do you think of him, an undercarder of NXT, coming in for the Triple Crown?
Is that a real question?
Well, just like the match itself. You know, like you could have a good wrestler in WWE. Sure. Like, and him facing Nakajima. What if he won the title? Like, screw it. Like, let's go all the way. What if he won the Triple Crown? What would your feelings be? You said you can't see it now. Like, what if he won?
I think that completely devalues the Triple Crown.
And I agree with that as well. And I think that if something like that happened, I wonder how it would affect our awards. Like, would people, like, jump off the bandwagon if that happened?
Yeah, that would, you know, go into Penguin's prediction of All Japan falls off again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
I don't think that they could be so short-sighted about this idea. It would be a big talking point within the wrestling media for one day, and then how do you go on from there?
And that was kind of the argument for those videos, right? A lot of people viewed them. It was a lot of negative publicity, like almost like across the board bad, but a lot of people viewed them, and maybe some people who...
Yeah, absolutely, you know,
yeah, so again, I don't know. Like, that remains to be seen how that plays out. My hunch is it's negative, though. And the thing is, we don't even know what's going on with Nakajima. Like, again, we're jumping steps ahead with this thing that it's really weird how it's played out overall. Anyway, from Celie Armandi, Anzai wins the carnival.
Oh, I think that's likely. I'm going to give that a 2.
It would be such a quick win, but the thing is, he's kind of like the best choice right now. Like, you know, like if you think about it just objectively. So I think it would be a great idea. And I love him as a wrestler. I cannot speak to him enough. part of me thinks because their history of booking has always been a little bit slow, you know, they're not usually ones to super push, but he's a different story. You know, he's a very unique case. I could see them wanting to go with like a Honda, like, you know, over him right now, this year. I put that as a 3, which would still be higher than a lot of people in the company. That would still, he's one of the favorites, but I can't say that I think it's super likely it would be him, but I think he's one of the more likely ones overall. I'd put him in my top 5 at worst.
Who else would there be? Like Honda?
If they continue the Hokuto deal?
Yeah,
Hokuto, would not, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. He's got a lot of momentum right now.
That's right.
We don't know the status of Nomura as well. Like, could he be back in time? Ashino coming back as well, maybe reunite that win that he never got to have last time. Kento is always a threat to win.
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's possible.
Yeah. So, but odds are still one of the top ones. Like, you know, he's right above. You could easily argue he's the favorite, to be honest. You know, it's one of those where it's like a 3, but I'm kind of leaning more like a 2, to be honest. And as a fan, I'm totally approving of that. So I hope it happens. Jude comes back again. Rising Hayato to New Japan.
Yeah. Man. There's been really no sign of them getting anywhere near towards All Japan talent recently.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's very likely. I'm going to give that a 4.
I think 5. Like, and I like him a lot. He hasn't even got the title in All Japan yet. I think that's a big jump, like, to go right from there to New Japan. And New Japan has a very busy junior division, but also one that could use more guys. I could see them, and he's a guy with great charisma. If they were looking for it, again, we don't have any real evidence towards that right now. But who's to say? Again, Tanahashi coming in, maybe booking ideas are thrown out. Maybe Tanahashi sees a guy and says, hey, we need him on the roster. And you can see that. I'll move that back, actually. I'm going to move that to a 4. I don't think it's a 5, because he's a really talented guy. It would be great in there if they did sign him.
Yeah.
But I think he should win the All Japan junior title first, before he junior.
Agreed. Steps up.
Nakajima stays with All Japan and drops the TC to the Triple Crown winner, John _ service. Also, at Jonathan Foy and at Dean, DNMT67, and they all agree Nakajima stays, and John goes a little above the odds with the Triple Crown, dropping it to the Champion Carnival winner.
Yeah, how likely is that right now, Dylan?
So, for Dr. Jonathan and Dean's point of just him staying with All Japan, this is another one where I think we need added context. Does that mean at December 31st, 2024, Nakajima will still be in All Japan?
I think so.
Because I don't think so, to be honest. I think that's a really tough sell. Like, stay the whole year? If it was after, if what John said, John Service said, he stays to drop it to the Champion Carnival winner, I could buy that. Him staying all year and not making a move,
yeah.
I think that's a bit of a stretch, to be honest.
Agreed, yeah. I think the thing, though, is what interest is there from other companies? Will New Japan regard him as one of those that they want to bring in? Maybe with Tanahashi as the president, maybe they see him as one that they would want to bring in. Would he be one for AEW is another question. Would he be one for WWE is a third one. But him just completely staying with All Japan, I think, is unlikely too.
Yeah, I would give him staying all year a 4. Him staying to drop the title to the Champion Carnival winner a 3.
Yeah, me too.
And he still hasn't even made it past Kento yet, to be honest, which is not a lock in and of itself. But I think the tides are turning to where he seems like the favorite with this assassin deal that they've had. And you have to think Dempsey coming in would, you know, they would want his input on who he wrestled, whether it be Kento or Nakajima. And if they end up having this electric match, and you would think he would be a good sign, he goes to Regal, hey, we got to bring him in. And Regal tells Triple H, hey, we need to bring him in. then suddenly he's in. And I think that really upgrades his chances, because if he wasn't doing this, I would say he's very, very unlikely to go to a WWE. I don't think he fits in very well.
No, that's why I really have a hard time imagining that.
But if Dempsey wrestles him and says good things about him to Regal, I could see that being possible, honestly.
Sure.
But I'd still, the favorite to me is New Japan at the end of the day.
Do you think Regal will be there in attendance?
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to want him to look at people, surely.
Yep.
On there. Again, and that's even if they're not like taking over the company or buying the company, they still could sign a guy as well.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think they'd, and I don't.
How about Rizin Hayato going to WWE?
He might be one of the ones that would have a better shot. It's just his size is going to hold him back a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's charismatic enough with the gimmick that I think, you know, he could do something. And I just don't think that if you look at their company right now, what is their motivation from the, like, their shows, like Raw, SmackDown, NXT? Why would they sign all these guys from Japan, you know, at the end of the day, that they probably aren't going to use or put in prominent spots? I can see one guy, maybe now Okada, like, you know, now with this Tanahashi thing, maybe he's off the table and they still want a Japanese guy, like a head star type of guy. You know, maybe they'll find somebody like that, but I don't know. But either way, I think the most likely odds of Nakajima are going to New Japan. He's got people that want him there already on the roster. Tanahashi, who knows what he thinks, but I think that he'll go there by the end of the year, personally. Dragon Master Adam says, Yuma Anzai will become the Triple Crown champion. He's winning the belt, Adam's saying. Mm. I love it.
I love it, too.
How likely? Just a little fast. Yeah,
I mean, the carnival I can see. The belt itself, 3 out of 5.
I'm just going to be honest with you, Strig. I would have strongly considered putting the belt on him in that Nagata match, to be honest.
No, I know you were high on the idea.
Yeah. Yes. And the match was phenomenal. I still think that's one of the most underrated matches of the year. And he was great in it, personally. He's always great. So I'm for it. It's just a little fast, ultimately. I agree with you. I'll give that a 3. Like, not impossible, but I wouldn't put money on it. We mentioned earlier, Penguin, All Japan falls off again. You've got some evidence that's in your favorite.
So,
same thing as the promotion of the year. I feel the same about this as the best promotion. Automatic 3, no matter what company it would be, because there's just too many factors we can't comprehend. So, what about your predictions?
My prediction, my first one is Keiji Muto will become an advisor for All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Another thing I thought was interesting, what happened to the Abima stuff with Noah and Muto and WWE and all that? Now they're with this All Japan deal. It's so weird how it happened, the whole thing. Muto coming in for All Japan would be funny. If he comes in, what would happen to him and Noah? Is he still around in Noah, or is he gone?
Is it implausible to be in both places for a guy like Keiji Muto?
No, it's not impossible. So, I would say it's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
Yeah, it's unlikely, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but it's fun. Like, it's a fun idea to think about.
So what says you?
My predictions?
Yes. No, for the likelihood of this
one. Oh, I'd say 4. I'd say 4. Okay. I won't rule it as completely impossible, but I would say it's unlikely.
I have one more for All Japan.
Yay!
In assistance with Actress Girls, All Japan will introduce a women's championship, and the first champion will be Zones.
Okay. I like the idea of this, to be honest with you. I think that's a great idea. I don't know about the Actress Girls being the ones to formulate this division, but at least it would give you a plan, so to speak. You know, kind of a sturdy baseline for things. It's funny because Yappy on her Twitch stream the other week, because Ice Ribbon has a new ownership group now involved in there. She kind of relayed that info on her Twitch. Somebody had asked about Actress Girls, and she basically said that some companies don't consider them as real wrestling because they admitted things were entertainment, you know, for Actress. Mm-hmm. And they have that title that's like, it's voted by the fans who had the best performance, more so than a win or a loss. So yeah, I think it's interesting that now they're wrestling in All Japan as well. So it shows that they're not as stingy in All Japan as you might think for a legacy company like that. But your prediction, I think it's totally plausible. The Actress Girls, they're already working with them. I'll give that a 2. I think it's definitely possible. Like, strong indications that could happen.
They just announced a match for Curtain Hall, All Japan's Curtain Hall show on the 3rd.
Yeah.
That is for Actress Girls, an Actress Girls offer match, actually. Chika Goto and Koki against Natsuki and Mirai Aono. Miku Aono, sorry.
Yeah. Have they announced all the matches for the Yoyogi show yet?
Yes, I think they have.
Oh, okay, good. I was wondering, it's like, man, have they even announced that card fully yet? And they're doing more for the 3rd?
Let me see what they have right now. They have one. Yes, it looks like the full card, yeah.
Okay. Zones is the first champion.
Yes.
Two. Okay. My prediction is on the opposite end of yours. You had a very positive prediction. I think the best Evolution girl, and I think that there's one wrestler that WWE just cannot resist. They will sign Chi-Chi to a contract. That's who will catch their eye in All Japan, and that's who Regal will say, I found the next superstar for WWE. Chi-Chi.
Yes,
the Barbie girl comes in.
She's actually like this. She has this gimmick down.
Automatic feud with Tiffany Stratton.
Yes,
if that happens. But that's a true talent that they will latch on to. Chi-Chi, I think we will bid her adieu, and that will open up the path for Zones to win the All Japan Women's title there. And my other prediction, why do you think of that, Chi-Chi to WWE? What's your scale rating?
That's very likely, actually, if I see her.
Yes, it's obvious. Like, it's obvious. This is our star.
I'm just for the sake of it, I'm just gonna go with a 2.
I just think it's funny to think of a random person like that getting signed, because obviously everyone's gonna worry about like Kento or something coming in. So instead, they bring in.
Yeah, I mean, would you have thought 20 years ago that they would sign Naofumi Yamamoto, later known as Yoshitatsu? No.
Man, what a signing he was.
Yeah.
For them. My other prediction for All Japan, I will predict it. No, Naoya Nomura will make his return to the company in 2024.
I would love that so much.
I'm a believer. Everybody doubted him coming back. Remember the draft that year? I took him as the last pick and he came back?
Mm-hmm. He came back, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how severe the last injury was that he had.
Well, I mean, it has to be severe because he's missed so much time already.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But just, you don't say that he has to be like a full-time return, just that he just returns. So
yeah, I can even see just that. A one-off.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, cool. And I'm rooting for it personally as well.
All right.
Let's go to Noah.
All Japan, we're going to Pro Wrestling Noah. What do we have? Yeah, there's a lots of Kaito prediction. That's the
90% of people had a Kaito take.
Exactly, yeah. So Kaito, let's talk about Kaito.
Speak on this, Ringer. I ain't hiding from Kaito. I got
different people saying that either Kaito leaves or Kaito stays with Pro Wrestling Noah. What do you think?
I don't think he's gonna leave at all. Dude, to be honest. Neither. Like, if you look
at
this,
I don't think he has a place to go.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, there's no indications that anyone wants him like that. He's a guy that New Japan brings in for tournaments to job out, but that doesn't necessarily. And for New Japan, when you think about it, why would they want to put an investment in him when they have their own guys? Like, they have 4 guys that they already need to push and may not be able to find room to push all of them. So then you're adding another person into the mix that isn't even yours. So yeah, I would say him staying is a 1. Him leaving is not impossible, but I would say a 4.
I would agree with that, yeah. So
I'd be very surprised if he left Noah.
Me too. So what else do we have? Nosawa Rongai is removed as the head booker for being Noah. I think that's everybody's wish for it to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that's likely at all.
That's the thing. My heart says 1. Yeah, but my head says four. I agree with you. I do think at some point we have to reach the end of the leash with him. Like, you know, and what's going on. There has
We've
to
been
be...
saying that about Ghetto as well.
Absolutely. And you know, let's face it. This big show they've got coming up on January 2nd, I don't think that's a big vote of confidence for the booking right now. At all. You have to think at some point, someone behind the scenes and the executive or whoever needs to be like, look, enough of this. Like, we need to make big changes, clean house. That's something I've been saying for a while. It's not just one guy they need to get rid of. They need to clean house all across the board, bring all new faces in, new ideas, and try and right this ship, because they're so far off the path right now. And I mean, everything, all the evidence shows that. It's not just me saying it to say it, or because I dislike Noah. It's what we know. Like, we see everything that says that. So, yeah, no, Sawa leaving. I think they will stay with him. I'm going to back off. Maybe I'll be a little optimistic. I'll say 3 instead of 4.
Okay. There will be a good GHC Junior title match
5
next year.
Automatic 5.
I know that's
completely
the fun
impossible.
Thing. No, that's the fun thing to say about Pro Wrestling Noah, Dylan. But last year, we had this flash in the pan. We had a Max Cass run.
That was great.
That was great. And there actually were 2 very good matches in that run with Yuta Miyawaki at the beginning of the year and with Hiroki in March of 2023. So, not completely impossible, but unlikely given what they want for the junior title. So, it's a 3.
If Amakusa were still around, I'd back off. But he's injured right now.
Mm.
And who knows what will happen with this title. I guess you can't completely say a 5 for the reasons I said on the other predictions. Like you said, it's more fun that way, though. And I'll give Ash his props. He's a goat. I'm going to give it a 4. I'm backing off the 5.
Okay. Mara Fuji beats Kenno for the GHC Heavyweight title.
Oh, man. Mara Fuji going for the title. Huh. That's interesting.
I can actually see that.
I think he's as good of a, like, as likely of a choice as any to win it. Like, who's a definitive better option than Mara Fuji? Like, or a more likely option than Mara Fuji? An Eastern Lariat Respector, so I have to give him the 1 on this one to win the belt.
Yes, exactly. I'll give it a 2. I think it's likely. It's not completely the one that I would go for right now, but it sounds likely.
If you follow the show, you get the props. So
exactly.
Mark Fuji gets the props.
Eliel Dr. Wagner Jr. wins the N1 victory. I'm going to give that a 4 because I don't think that he'll stay around until the end of the year.
It's a great idea. I would love to see it happen. It does look like he re-signed, which is a great sign for them. Very needed. And I thought he was going to leave, to be honest with you. So they did pull a nice coup to get him back in. I think they put so much into him, they need to have a plan for him to be a main event level talent in 2024. The tournament. Again, there's so many things that could happen between now and the N1 that could change everything. I can't go beyond a 3. But much like the Champion Carnival with Anzai, he would be right near the top of the list of people I would say are likely to win. I couldn't think of too many people ahead of him. But again, we're so far away, who knows where they're going to go by then.
So, what else? Let's see. Kenno will yet again be the only reason to go out of your way to see Noah. Yes, that's good. And yes, that's the booking and business decision in Noah that are that bad. Yes, I mean, that's... Yeah. What can you say about that?
I will always contend this roster is good. Yeah. Like, any problems they have is not because of the roster. When we talked about the show on January 2nd, we looked up that card, and to me, that's very likely that's going to be a good show at the end. Like, just purely in ring, they have 4 or 5, maybe even 6 matches that could be good on that show. The problem is everything surrounding the wrestling is so awful that you can't possibly put any kind of effort or investment into it. Unfortunately, you have to try so hard to, you know, to be invested that way. So to me, that being the only thing, no, I don't agree with that. I think there are other guys who will come in. Hey, I think this new MMA guy, the way he's talking, if that's true, that he's going to wrestle on all these shows, that right away is something interesting.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm five on that. I'm going to give the roster some love and stand up for Noah a little bit here.
In contrast to Sally's idea of Mauro Fuji winning the title, Dean predicts that Ibushi will win the GHC heavyweight title.
That's a spicy take. It's one that I didn't think about, but when he said it, it made total sense to me that was a possibility. And it's something that is exactly out of their playbook that
yes,
I think they would do.
It's true.
And I actually think that's more likely than Fuji, in all likely.
Mm.
But he didn't follow the show, so I can't give him the one. I'll give that a two.
It's a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it, right?
Absolutely. You want to give your predictions or
yes,
me first?
I will go with mine first because I am going to say that the world is going to burn inside Pro Wrestling Noah. Leona will join the House of Torture and become GHC
Tag Team
Champion.
So, with who?
Yoshinobu Kanemaru?
You didn't think this through
at all.
Well, hey, you're doing it just as good as Gato right now with House of Torture.
Yes.
Leona. Hey, listen. Leona's not a bad talent. Honestly, like watching him in the ring, he's not that bad. He's a little big for a junior, I would say. Yeah. He has to be pushing 200, like maybe like 90 whatever kgs. But sure, like why not? It's Noah. House of Torture. House of Torture winning. I'm gonna swing low on this. I'm going to call it a four only because of House of Torture winning. But I could see Leona getting a belt this
year. Okay, then how about this one? Evil wins the GHC heavyweight title from Kenno. Then there will be a change in management again, and new trust builds in Kaito Kiyomiya as the ace, so he will win back the title from Evil.
So it's kind of like, you know, you have to give up something to gain something.
Yeah.
Like we have to go through this Evil title reign to get everyone fired, so now Kaito can get pushed like he wants. Okay.
Yes.
I cannot bring myself to say Evil will be the champion, even with Noah's insane booking. Although he is in a feud right now in Noah and doing some good things. It would be so appalling to me, actually, because of what happened with the Suzuki-gun deal like all those years ago now, that this would be like an even worse version of that, and that was horrible. Like that nearly killed the company. So to do it with like do essentially the same thing with the House of Torture, I'm going to give this a four, but I cannot say it's impossible either.
See,
as much as I want.
All right, that's the Noah ones that I have.
My first prediction is Noah will announce they will run a show outside of Japan. In 2024.
I mean, they've done that before in Europe.
That's right. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago when the company was a bit much bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That like Misawa was still in charge for that, right?
Yeah. He was. Yeah. Yes. Yes. But I think that could be happening if they partner up with a different company. So I'm not going to say that's completely unlikely. I'm going to give that a three.
Yeah, my logic, I mean, business is not great in Japan right now. The dollar is way up for the yen. They might want to try and make a move. And we know how much they value, all of Wrestle Universe values the foreign customers, and they want to appeal to them. Maybe we might see them on a WrestleMania weekend show even. Like, something like that. Or just later in the year. Like, it could be anything. That's my prediction.
By the way, according to the Japanese Wikipedia, Leona is 90 kilograms.
Okay, so that's right around 200 pounds, maybe?
It's less than 200.
Okay, well, maybe he could be a junior then.
Yeah, see?
Sure, why not? Like I said, why not with Leona?
All right.
Even though I secretly kind of like him. Like I said, I when he first came in, I think he's improved a lot from when he first started. And now my final prediction. Hayata will win multiple titles in 2024. Not just one. He's winning two. He could win the junior title. He could win the national title. he might be the favorite to win the N1 victory this year and go on to become the face of the company.
That's a two.
Multiple titles.
That's a two.
This is two, obvious. I mean, this is an easy prediction when you think about it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's always the champion. Like, how often has he not been the champion in the last 5 years?
Every time when he's not injured, actually.
Yeah, and I think that trend will continue. That's the one thing that they will never let me escape from, is Hayata with the gold.
Yep. Yeah, I can't say anything about that. That he's absolutely a guy they are pushing. They are teaming him with Tanahashi at the big show, so that's...
I legit could see him going heavyweight and getting a world title shot this
year.
Sure.
Because he's done everything in the junior scene.
Yeah, and he's done it over and over and over again as well.
Yeah. I'm going to give that
All right, one more company left.
All right, Dylan, yeah, please read out the ones for New Japan that we have.
All right, let's talk about New Japan here. Dr. Jonathan comes in. Okada staying with New Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At this point, I can't say that's either a one or a two, because we don't know how the contract situation is, and he got himself this agent to negotiate his contract. But with Tanahashi back, you said it, so I think that's likely the next days.
Yeah, that swings the odds in their favor. Just to say, I'm about to reveal one of my predictions right away, because it has to do with Okada. I'm still going with what I've always said. Again, I went with my gut on Julia staying, and I'm going with my gut on Okada signing with AEW, but also still having, like, still wrestling in New Japan a lot this year. Yeah. Multiple times, at least, throughout the year. I think with the agent, he can sign for AEW. They get the big graphic. They get to say they got him. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll do something, but mostly he'll be a New Japan guy, in my opinion. And we'll see. And like I said, with New Japan, with Tanahashi, it might be even more than that. And to be honest, he might just re-sign straight up. Jonathan might be right. Overall, I'd say two on his prediction.
And there is another prediction that I have also along the lines of that. And I say that Katsushika Okada will win his 7th Tokyo Sports MVP award and will be the only front runner in that section then, surpassing Naito and Inoki.
Yeah, that's a one. I think we can count on that. They might have that in the contract. They might. There's lots of Tsuji predictions, too. We're going to get it here. Tsuji wins the New Japan Cup and beats Naito for the title, the IWGP title, at John_Service.
Mm-hmm. We also have Grism saying that Tsuji wins the G1. Yeah, I think will be a big year for Tsuji. I also have...
Yeah, like...
I think that he will end up with the championship, too. So, Tsuji wins the title?
Yeah, title? Wins the New Japan Cup and beats Naito for the title.
I think that's unlikely at this point.
I would be stunned if that happened.
Yeah,
they can't afford to screw up Naito's title again. Like five to me. I don't see him dropping it that soon.
Yeah, but Naito in the end, in his career retrospective, he could be considered the ultimate chase guy, because whenever he won something, they immediately took it back from him.
And that's why you can't completely count it out.
Yeah.
But I just think this is it for him, in my opinion. Yeah. Like you know, like the way his body is, I don't think they're going to get another chance like this. I think this has to be a good run for him. I mean, it doesn't have to be, because they've screwed up so many times before. But I do not think he will lose to Tsuji that fast. I think that's a step too far. I'll go for five on that.
But Tsuji winning the G1?
That's possible. Yeah.
Possible.
Again, we've got all of these tournament predictions for every company, and I feel the same. Where would he rank right now? Like, who would you rank definitively above him?
Above Tsuji?
Yeah.
Yeah, my prediction about this is that the Reiwa Three Musketeers will each hold singles championship at the end of the year, and one of those will be the IWGP World Heavyweight title. But in contrast to most of the predictions that we got, I think Shota Umino will be the one.
Okay, so that could set up a Tsuji and Umino main event at the Dome, if that were to happen.
Yeah.
It just seems so fast. When have they pushed multiple talents that young so fast? I mean, I would like it, though. I think that they've proven that they, if they get the chance, I think they could be successful at it. I just think, again, the Okada cloud like always stays with me, especially with him re-signing. And they've, let's be honest, too. If he does end up leaving, if somehow he's like says sayonara to New Japan and heads to like full time to America, they were really stupid how they booked him this year. Like, there's no way he should have been the six man champion.
Yes, is that...
instead of, you know, if this was his if this was his curtain call to the company, they really screwed up. And I mean, and he's been great in the role, and they're great champions. But you're telling me this is the best you could have done. I don't think that's going to happen, but I that's just something I think about when I think about him leaving. Yes. But anyway, Tsuji winning the G1, what do you give that on the scale? Shout out to Grissom for that as well.
I'm going to give that a 3.
I think so too. I would say 5 on the beating Naito for the title and 3 on him winning the G1. I think it's definitely possible. Shout out Jamie OD. He comes in, says, several regular foreigners leave the company after January. This is something I've seen a lot of rumors about. What's your take?
That's something that happens in a lot of years, so I'm going to give that a 2.
Who do you think could leave?
Yeah, there was this ELP rumor. But yeah. That's also something that happens frequently when there is a title match coming up at Wrestle Kingdom or at a big point of the year.
Just
this year, there were these Hikuleo rumors leading up to the Jay White match that he would leave for WWE. So that was a wrench that was thrown in there. But at this point, I can see some of the foreigners leaving. But again, it just seems like that a lot of them also have made New Japan their home. And this prediction is very, very wide and open.
Yeah,
and
good
doesn't
point.
Really specify anyone, so I'm going to give that a 3.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. A 3, with the way it's worded, you can't say for sure. Yeah. I think any of them are possible, though, honestly. If you look at them, if Finley doesn't win this title and he does do the job, I could easily see him getting a job. I mean, his brother's in WWE already. Like, you know, his dad could get him another job. I can see that.
Of course.
If they want to blow that off. Always G.O.D. are always talked about as potentially being there. One of them was there already. So, you know, with, you know, Tangaloa. So I can see that. You can't teach Hikuleo size if they wanted him as well. Zach, a lot of people were rumored about him. But, I think he said that he's going to stay. Again, you can't always believe interviews, but... I think he would be a candidate to stay. I think he'd stay. But it's possible. Like, any of these guys are possible overall. So I'll go with 3 here as well. Grissom says, evil still sucks.
That 1. Is not a prediction.
you're right. That is completely correct on your part. That was not a prediction whatsoever. But you told the truth. And so I'm automatically giving you a 1 there. Umino wins the New Japan Cup, and then Naito puts him over. So Sally Arandi, he is basically doing the opposite of John's prediction earlier, where Umino is getting the title instead of Tsuji.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 3. No, I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 4. Yeah. I can see him winning the New Japan Cup, but not right away the title.
Exactly. Like, if it was the New Japan Cup, my opinion would be much higher on Tsuji or Umino. I think they're both favorites to win. Winning the title... step too far. That's a 5 in my book. I would be stunned if that happened. And Naito lost to either one of them. Okada wins the G1 from Sally here again. Yeah, the automatic 1. To me, he's the favorite as we're talking right now.
To be pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see where they go. Again, the problem with these kind of predictions is we're talking about so far ahead. Realistically, I'm going to say a 3, much like I did on the other tournaments, because I just... there's so much we can't predict from now until August going in there. So I'll be conservative and say 3. Marino Wrestling, Naito versus Evil main events at least 1 big show.
See, since I have Evil in Pro Wrestling Noah for most of the year, I think that's in my book, that's a 4. But realistically, I think it's a 3.
I think 2. I think that's very likely to happen. I would argue. When you look at the story of the championship, It's kind of like with Sonata and Evil. Like, they're always going to be linked, and they always go to the same old stuff. Like, they very rarely shake things up. So, I hope it too. All right, Monkey Buckles. He gives us three here. Shut up, Mark. With the news of Tanahashi as New Japan president, he has three predictions here. First off, Katsuyori Shibata makes an appearance in ring for New Japan in Japan.
He doesn't say that's going to be a match, so I'm going to give that a one.
No. Yeah, in-ring appearance. That's all it says. Like you said, not a match. Signed with AEW recently. We don't know if there's bad blood. Maybe on Shibata's end, saying, why don't you let me wrestle anymore? I think it's possible. What would be the purpose of him making an in-ring appearance not to wrestle, would you say? Like, what do you think he would do? Not saying...
Accompany Tanahashi if Tanahashi wins the world title.
The booker pulling the string. No. Yeah. Okay, I buy that as a possibility. I'll give it a two. He makes a ring appearance. Second prediction, Gato is either replaced as booker or someone else gets more booking power. My bet is on Naito or Takagi.
See, the second part of the prediction is more likely than the first one.
So you're saying Sanshiro Takagi is taking over Japan?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I got to give that a five. But no. What do you? So yeah, you think that Naito or Takagi getting power is more likely than Gato getting fired?
Yeah.
If Gato got fired, do you think Noah would make a play to make him the booker?
Yes.
Me too. I don't think he's going to get fired though. The possibility Mark worded this very smartly because he said or. He didn't say both have to happen. He said or. And if Naito gets more power, I could see that. If Tanahashi is more open-minded to the wrestlers, you know, he calls them in and says, hey, we need more wrestler voices in this room, not just me, but I want Okada, Naito, Shingo, and Goto all to have a word here. I could see something like that happening. I don't think, even then, gets more booking power could be a minor increase as well. I'm going to give this a three.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I just said it. I think it's likely that there will be more guys in power, but it's unlikely that Gato gets replaced.
Okay, so but that still counts, though, because like I said, he said or, so it was very smart. What's your number grade?
Three.
Okay, yeah, same as me. One of the returnees from Excursion wins a tournament. This is the last prediction.
Who is on Excursion?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Does he mean, like, the Reiwa 3? Like, they just came back, or Nomura? I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating because I don't know who else would be. Who's on Excursion?
Yeah, nobody's on Excursion, so it has to be the. Yeah, that's the one, I think. Either one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's for one of the Reiwa 3, I would give that a 2. Like, I think that's definitely possible. I wouldn't say a lock, but it's very possible. If it's someone on Excursion, then I'd say a 5.
Yeah.
At the Gleet Muta, Kento Miyahara steps into a New Japan ring.
Well, not unlikely. I'm going to give that a 2.
I think... Okay, so would that count towards the United Japan show? Because if that's true, then it's a 1. Then he'd be involved in a New Japan match for sure. But just outside of that, just him on his own, I don't think he'll be there. Like, I don't see any reason for him to be there. Because you would think if he was going to be a G1 guy, all Japan would want him to be hyper-protected.
Sure.
And New Japan might not want to do that. And I think that's kind of been a wrench that's been thrown into that over the years.
It could realistically be at any big show in any tag match. So, why not?
When have they had an All Japan big tag match? Or one of their big shows?
It has been for a long, long time, but just much like you said, with this Japan United Network,
you're right.
You know?
I can't say it's impossible when you say it like that,
exactly.
But I would still say it's unlikely. I would put that as 4.
Okay.
And yours was 2?
Yeah.
Okay. From Dean, he's got a couple of predictions. We're heading down the home stretch now.
Yeah.
Tama, Phantasmo, or Finley get a major win, heavyweight IC title, etc., before any of the Reiwa Big 3, plus Yuya. So he's saying that one of the foreigners gets a belt. Which is very possible. I mean, Finley is getting a title shot at this Dome show, and so is Tama.
Before any of the Reiwa 3. I don't want to rule that out completely, but I think that the money is behind the Reiwa 3, so I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
This really comes down to if you think Finley or Tama are going to win the title, like mm-hmm. at the Dome. Because if they both lose, then one of the big three will get it. I'll go 3 as well. I agree with you. Kaito Penzo Kata in a G1 match.
5.
Yeah, I think that's extremely unlikely. I agree. 5. Rin Narita wins the IWGP title. We got Penguin coming up here. I think that's really unlikely. I think he was my pick to win this international belt that they have, or global title. I think he will get that very soon. But the world title, I think that would be a big surprise.
I don't think they'll see him at that level.
Yeah. I agree. Not right now, anyway. Maybe later. New Japan Strong fully dies.
I think that's a 1.
I think it's a 2. Where can they go at this point? Yeah, I give that a 1 as well.
They even have their titles merged with with other championships, with the Triple Crown in AEW and with the tag title in New Japan.
Yeah, they're going out of their way to eliminate the titles, pretty much. That kind of tells you something. Shout out to Penguin, thank you for those predictions. At Valonzo Morning, shout out to Alonzo Morning, the basketball player there. Evil wins the IWGP toy belt in Osaka Joe Hall. That's too, first of all, no on Evil winning. Secondly, that's too specific in my opinion for Osaka Joe. Why couldn't he win it in another building? It doesn't have to be Osaka Joe. That to me is a 5. I don't think Evil's winning the title.
I'm going to give it a 4.
If I didn't predict him to win the Noah title, I have to be even lower on the New Japan. But I can see why. Zack Sabre Jr. wins the G1 next year.
See, that means he would have to headline Wrestle Kingdom.
And win the title after.
And win the title. Scott Barker. That's a 4.
I think that's very unlikely, personally. But if they want, again, we've seen them be loyal to their guys. In the past, so I can't say it's a 5. I would say this is more likely than Evil winning. I'll give that a 4 as well. Jude comes in. Tanahashi asks TV Asahi to stop attacking fans online.
I'm going to give that a 4 because I don't think that is anything that they even think about.
I totally agree with you. Like, I think that's something for us that they don't even think about. But he could ask. I'll go a 3. Will they do it? That could be another question. Will he ask and say, hey, can we maybe stop doing this? I'll give it 3.
Sure. You could ask, yeah.
And that's it for New Japan. What's your predictions?
Oh, I've already mentioned mine. The one was about Okada getting the Tokyo Sports Award for MVP once again for the 7th time. And the other one was the Reiwa 3 Musketeers will each hold a championship at the end of the year.
I'll go 1 on the Okada MVP pick. The Reiwa Big 3, I say all 3 winning, that's tough. If you said 1 of the 3, I think I would have been higher. I'll go 3 on that there because I don't want to write it off.
Okay.
I already mentioned Okada.
I'm gonna mention one just for the fun of it.
Sure.
And I have a second one that is a little bit more likely, I think. Okay. First one is Atsushi Onita will win the NEVER Open Weight Championship. The NEVER Open Weight 6-man tag team title. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, him winning the singles title, that's a 20 on the scale. The 6-man titles, why not? If Tanahashi's secretly an Onita fan somehow, why not? I still would say that's pretty unlikely. I'll give it a 4, but I won't completely rule it out.
Okada versus Danielson 3 will go to a 60-minute time limit draw at All in London.
Brian is going to fine you for saying that and even try to put him through that right now. Don't let Brian hear this, people. We don't want Striga in trouble. I would love to see Brian wrestle anyone for 60 minutes, and Okada would be a great opponent. I definitely buy them having a 3rd match, and I definitely think it will also happen at All In. Will it go to a draw? I don't think that's impossible at all, actually, when you think about the status of them both. I'll give that a 2. I'm going to be brave. Look at that.
All right. Yeah, that's mine.
mentioned Okada, signs with AEW, but still works with New Japan multiple times throughout the year.
Yeah, it's either a 2 or a 3. Can't really decide.
And my final prediction, there will be another new title introduced into New Japan before the end of 2020.
That's the one.
Look at that. Put my stamp on it. We all agree. We all love it. We need more titles. Sure, and by God, we are going to see them in our awards. You said it 1 out of 10. And we've went through all of the predictions.
Yes. So far. Very quickly, Dylan. At the end of the show, we still have a few more minutes before I got to get going here. We want to talk about the year-end awards. And you wanted to go through the categories that we have.
Absolutely. So let's get into them right now. You look at it. You look at the awards for the half year awards. I wanted to bring up as well. You look at the awards we have. Okay, so some of these are kind of like self-explanatory, right? Like best foreigner, like Stan Hansen Award is what we're calling mm-hmm. it this year, which I'm very happy with. Obviously, that's obvious. You know, the best foreign wrestler graded by their work in Japan is all I'm saying. Don't grade it for stuff outside. The winner of this and the half-year award was, let's see, I'm scrolling down to the bottom here. Ah, Zack Sabre Jr. It's very close, though. Zack won 20-18 for Chris Brooks was number 2. I think it'll be interesting. What do you think the odds are of Zack coming back again?
Very likely.
Sweeping. You think he's the favorite right now? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I agree. I think Brooks has a shot. I thought he had a great run as champion at DDT as well. And I think Wagner Jr. might get a few votes as well. Jun Akiyama Legacy Award, Rookie of the Year. We named our awards. Thank you for everybody who voted in that. Anzai was the clear winner, and it would be a stunner if he doesn't win again, in my opinion. Obvious, 2 years prior, you know, if they debuted within the last 2 years, they count as a rookie. If not, they're out. So don't vote for anybody who debuted before December 31st, 2021 on that. Next one, most underrated. This may be the swan song for this award now that we're getting into the serious awards, because there was a million votes for a million people, and it's too subjective in some ways.
I think so.
But we will see how it goes. Mirai and Manabu Soya tied to win that. What do you think are the odds are of either one? This award is impossible to predict.
Very unlikely, because there goes so much with this award that you can't say that Soya is underrated anymore. He's getting the world title shot at Noah's Big Show,
and everyone recognizes that he's had a great year. Exactly. It's just the booking that is overrated, I guess. And Mirai has won a belt herself. You can still argue she's underrated by some people, but I don't know. You could go with anybody. I have no feel for the winner of that at all. Mm. Most improved, Master Wato won this. And Sonata was second, which I don't think will happen now.
No.
What about Wato?
Yeah, I don't think that he gets any award anymore.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to win this award. We had some other people getting starts. Strong Machine J, Madoka Kakuta, Mariah May, Mina Shirakawa,
Io
Dark. Yeah, all of these people are a little off. We both voted for Yasushi Kanda in our awards that we had here. For Best Foreigner, you voted for Brooks. I voted for Io Dr. Wagner Jr. We both voted for Anzai. I voted for Mirai, and you voted for Soya for underrated. So who knows who's going to win most improved? It'll be very interesting to see how it plays out. But just, again, vote for the most improved person from December 31st of 2022 to December 31st of 2023. Who improved the most over that year? Best promotion, very obvious. Pick the best promotion. New Japan won in a landslide in the half-year awards. Do you think they'll win it again?
Yep.
I think All Japan's the favorite, personally, to win. So we'll see. But they are the biggest, so you may be right. Show of the half-year, Stardom, All-Star Grand Queendom won in a narrow vote over Last Love. I think those are two favorites even now, like for the year-end. I don't think any of the second half shows might be able to compare to them.
There were really few that were on the level of those. Yeah.
Yeah, I voted for Stardom. You voted for Last Love at the half-year awards. I think Last Love might win, be remembered better. But we'll see. Again, very simple. Vote for the best show of the whole year this year. Top to bottom best show, not just a singular match. Best bout, Omega, Ospreay, Wrestle Kingdom won in a landslide. They are in the unenviable position of taking place almost at the very start of last year. Yeah. So they have a linked bias against them. I think that Kento and Nakajima may win.
I think so too. I think that for an outside shot for a dark horse pick, Takuya Nomura and Fuminori Abe could be up there too.
Yeah, that was a very special match. A lot of people talked good about that too. Great pick. I hope he gets some votes too. But yeah, we'll see what happens with Omega and Ospreay, because it was a landslide in the first half, but there's some great matches in the second half that may bump it. Again, very simple. Best bout, vote for your, you know, best match of the year. Kawada Taue Award, best tag team. It was a tie before our votes. And by the way, both of our best bout, we both voted Omega and Ospreay in the half year awards. Kawada Taue tag team, it was a tie between the Astronauts and Bishamon, but we both voted for Astronauts to push them to get the win. Do you think they've got it again?
I think they will, but I said it a couple of shows ago, there is a case to be made for Kento Miyahara and Yuma Oyagi as well, and for Bishamon.
I totally agree. I think those should be the top three, in my opinion, and I think they all deserve votes. Again, very easy award. Vote for the best tag team. Shout out to Kawada Taue. Jushin Liger. Okay, we need to decide this right now. Will it be the MVP or the best junior heavyweight wrestler? Because there was a lot of confusion in the half year awards.
I think we should just mention, say, the best junior heavyweight wrestler, because there can also be an MVP that is a junior. So best junior.
I totally agree. I think that was an accident. Like, you just put it on there, and you. I think you wanted it to be a wrestler, but you just listed it wrong. We'll list it right this time. Hiromu won in a landslide for MVP, but vote for the best wrestler, like the best in-ring wrestler for the junior heavyweights, and pick who you want for that. Mm-hmm. It's a tough year for juniors. I don't really have an idea. I think Hiromu might just get it anyway, even though I didn't like his second half of the year very much.
Yeah, just by proxy.
Yeah, Jushin Liger Award. Tanahashi Trophy, best in-ring wrestler here. So obviously, again, the best in-ring wrestler. Heavyweight, junior, Joshi, doesn't matter. You vote for anybody. Okada won this in the half-year awards. In the junior award, I voted for Hiromu, you voted for Abe. And in the Tanahashi Trophy, I voted for Abe, and you voted for Shingo Takagi. But the overall winner was Okada. Do you think he will retain his best wrestler status for the whole year?
Okada.
I don't think he's going to win.
I don't think so. He hasn't done really anything in the second half.
Great six-man matches. I think he's done a great job in general.
Yeah, but not as a singles.
Yeah, other people have passed him, in my opinion. We'll see how that goes. Best moment, always one of the most fun awards, in my opinion. the best awards of the year. We got a lot of great picks at the half year. We both voted for the Chono Muto segment at the end of Last Love, which was second place to the fans' pick of the Kaito and Okada brawl. Do you think?
I don't think the Kaito and Okada brawl will hold up anymore. But the Muto one could last, yeah.
I see a lot of people still talk about that segment fondly with Kaito and Okada. But I was against it. Even on the half-year show, I made this argument that I didn't think it held up. So we will see if the fans agree or disagree this time. Toyota Trophy, obviously Joshi MVP. And so now this is MVP award, not just in-ring. It's about what they meant to their company. As we always say, who makes the biggest difference if they were taken out of their promotion on December 31st, 2022? And this was a narrow win. Julia got the win in the half-year award, just over Tom Nakano. You voted for Julia as well. Mm-hmm. I voted for Arisa Nakajima. Do you think Julia gets it for the full year?
Yeah, I think she will.
Interesting. There's no great candidates in Joshi. I think it's a really hard candidate, you know, really hard category.
Hard year candidate-wise, definitely, yeah.
I think somebody else will get it. I could see Sari getting a lot of votes because she really came on in the second half. There might be some recency bias there.
She's not in one company.
That's true. We'll see. There, Mio Momono had a lot of votes.
I don't think she will have in the second half.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know who's going to win this award, to be honest with you. And finally, MVP, same deal here. Who made the most impact? And you can also vote for a Joshi or a junior heavyweight for this as well. Exactly. This is the Kobashi Award. It was a shocking... Kento Miyahara had the lead by one vote over two people going into the last day, and we both voted for each of those two people. I voted for Kento, you voted for Okada. Kento was the leader, so it was a three-way tie. Could any of these three win it?
I think it's hard. I think people might go with the Tokyo Sports Awards and just pick Naito for having won the G1 Climax.
I was thinking that
now.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking
even though he
thing.
hasn't been really focused on because he hasn't been in main event positions, I think he will be getting a lot of votes.
To me, my gut says Kento is the favorite, but we'll see. I've always said that Yuma should be a pick that should be looked at. But then you look at these candidates for the half year, like look at these other guys that got votes. Madoka Kikuta, Yuji Okabayashi, Keiji Muto, Kaito Kiyomiya, Tom Nakano, and Yuma Aoyagi. Outside of Aoyagi, I would argue all of those guys took massive hits.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting how that goes. But anyway, those are the awards.
Yes.
Hopefully we ran them down and explained them enough for you guys. We really appreciate all the votes that came in. We had a ton of votes for the half year, and I hope we can get just as many, maybe even a little more for the year end. So yeah, I'm really excited. It's one of my favorite shows of the whole year. We're doing it a little bit later. Hopefully it gives time to reflect. Everybody gets a chance to do research, have some fun, and let us know your picks because we really love them.
Excellent, Dylan. Thank you for the rundown. Thank you for your picks for the listeners, and thank you for your picks too, Dylan. I thought it was a fun idea. We should really make this a tradition on the Eastern Lariat. I had a great time here. Next time we could specify it a bit more for the listeners so we get more precise picks. But I think this was a good first edition of this prediction show. I really liked it a lot. And I would love to do it next year too.
Absolutely. This was really like we're just like... Exactly. Like this was, you know, we just kind of did it. And I like how it turned out, honestly. I think it turned out all right. More than all right. I liked it. And I think all the predictions were interesting. Like you said, maybe some narrowing it down may be needed, but not a lot. I think we're close to getting a really good show. And I still had a ton of fun doing it with you, obviously. Just shout out to everybody out there. Keep your eyes peeled for the Twitter. Thank you guys for coming in with your predictions, but we will have the forum to vote for too. I hope we can get that up on the first of the year too. That'll kind of be our countdown pretty yes. much to where, and we will hit you with the Tokyo Dome show too in between as well. So it's not completely there yet, but because a lot of stuff is going to happen at the start of the year, but we'll do our best to cover it, especially at the very least the Tokyo Dome. Anything else we don't cover, I promise I'll get to it on the Patreon as well, patreon.com/EasternLariat. Follow us on Twitter at Eastern Lariat. Follow us on Instagram at Eastern Lariat. Every single day you get a historical fact. I put all kinds of cool stuff on there. It's been a lot of fun getting new followers on there. Follow us on YouTube too. If anybody's listening on YouTube, like and subscribe and all that stuff. We just hit over 100 subscribers Yay. On the YouTube page. Really cool. Thank you guys so much for being the best fans I could ever ask for. And another year down, many more left to go.
Great stuff, Dylan. Thank you for listening to this show. Happy New Year and goodbye.
Sayonara.
This is the MLW Radio Network.